fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. What's up? What's going on, people? Welcome to Madhouse Radio. The King of Thursday Night has arrived once again to save you all from whatever it is that you were doing. Probably no good. That's what I think. Hey, Carlito here behind the helm. We're going to have fun tonight, making prank calls, talking stuff, doing stuff, saying things, all that stuff. If you want to join us here tonight, you can. We'll get to that in a little moment.
Sound
sexy. Hello.
Yeah.
Madhouse Radio, where we do stuff. All right, so if you guys want to join us here tonight, you can, of course. We're live on the Madhouse Extended Radio Network, 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6 The Mouth.
What's up, everybody listening on The Mouth? And, of course, we are on our flagship station, syndicateradio.tv. Yeah. Where's the applause for that? Something's burning. I smell burning something. Anyway, if you want to reach us here tonight, you
Your
can reach me.
Is going off again?
No, not yet. If you want to reach me here, the toll-free line is open. That'll be 1-888-278-85. Music's too loud. Talk, turn that music down, my friend. There we go. The toll-free line is...
Hang on, baby.
Toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. You can reach us there, anywhere in the United States of America and Canada, except for British Columbia. Banned once again, British Columbia. You did it. Your fault, not mine.
What did you do
here? Yeah, well, we tried. We try to be friendly here with the whole NAFTA thing, but you know what?
What do you do now?
Look where God is. Those Canadians taking all our call center jobs and all that shiza. If you want to reach me on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, you can do so. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. We'll be taking your requests there. You can also message me here in the chat room. Don't forget to do that. Send me a private instant message, a private special private part. Super private message. We've got a lot of prank call requests already coming in. Lonesome Loser sent in a lot of numbers here for us to call already early on. Lonesome Loser, what's up, my man? The fifth column of Madhouse Radio and the quiet prince of prank call confirmation machine is Lonesome Loser. Thank you, sir. And, yeah, whatever. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com is the way to message me on there. I'll be giving those out several times tonight. Regardless, at any time during the show, please visit madhouselive.com. That is the website. That is where you can check out our archives, prank calls, podcast, and the video feeds and all that. Madhouse TV is up there. Send your prank requests, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hope you guys have been having a good week. Of course, we are wrapping up the week here for you. As I always like to call it, the unofficial start of your weekend is Thursday night here with Madhouse Radio. Nowhere better to be. Survivor's not on the air right now. What else is on Thursday nights usually? Anything good on TV? There's no more American Idol. I don't watch that. And I don't know, whatever.
Lost.
Is Lost off? You know, damn. You know, I've got like... I think I've got like all the whole last season. I've got it all in my DVR. I've only watched the first two episodes of this last season. And this doesn't have the juice for me anymore. I'm going to catch up.
It's over, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll catch up on it, but I don't know.
Catch up on the slow weekend or something. Yeah.
I mean, I know that, what's-his-face, the leader, Jack, he's I know he's one of the survivors, and that one lady who's the criminal, she's, like, married to him, and they have a kid or some shit. I don't know. It's just, they need to hurry up and get to the point, man.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, that's a big cock tease, that show. It's not fair.
There is no point.
I don't want any cock tease show.
It's just a fragment. it's a fragmental cocktease of here and that.
Yeah.
If it gave it all to you, it wouldn't be all fun.
Well, the truth of
it wouldn't be all fun if it gave it all to you.
Well, the truth of the story is Lost was supposed to be a miniseries, Whoa, the Lost was supposed to be a miniseries from what I understand. You know, and now it's ended up being on the air for like how long? What? God, that came on the air originally like 2004, 2003? 5 years now? Jeebus. Anyway, I understand there was some trouble today.
And the show is still 2004.
They're still Lost.
Yeah, they're still... I know they're still Lost, but it's only been like 2 months on the show and the progression of the show. And they used to do flashbacks, and now they do flash-forwards, I guess you would call it. Flash-fronts.
Flash-forward.
Yeah. Wow. Whatever it is. You know, and like last season, I didn't watch at all.
Sometimes they will... The island is lost in time, basically.
It doesn't make any sense. Are they dead? Are they alive? Are they here? Are they there? Are they all angels? Who knows, man?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes to your answers.
I just want fucking answers is what I want, you know. The best thing to do, you know, what I did the season before.
The answer is yes, my child. Yes.
Shit, there we go. Gold star for us. That's oh, we figured answer. It out. Oh, yeah. All right. This week... tomorrow at midnight will be my birthday here, my 29th. I figure what life is there left to live? I'm 29, I might as well be 30. I'm not young anymore. I'm old, decrepit, diabetic, losing my eyesight, gonna lose my leg here in a few years. I already lost my feeling in my leg. I don't know. What are the other complications of diabetes? I got them all. I'm impotent. I need Viagra. Dude. It's just sad. Let's not get into it. I'm broke. I'm here. I'm drinking Natural Light. Look at this. The cheapest of the cheap. You know, right there. Natural Light. That's what I have to drink these days now.
Yeah, I got Milwaukee's. I got Milwaukee Best Size tonight. So don't get too.
The Beast. What's better, Natural Light or the Beast? I think the Beast is better than Natural Light. Is it? No, maybe not. I don't know. Saigon says if I lose weight,
the Beast gets to more lit up, but.
Oh, yeah, it's got more alcohol per volume, I guess. Yeah, yeah. The best thing to do, get the ice. You know, the natural ice. Isn't there a natural ice? There's a cheap one that's an ice one. I know that the ice ones always have the most alcohol in them.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same price.
Yeah, when I was in college originally, you know, I used to buy the Bud Ice. Because Bud Ice was the same price as Bud Light or regular Budweiser, but it had more alcohol per volume, so you got more bang for the buck right there. That's my suggestion right there. If you're going to drink a Budweiser beer, get the ice one. Might as well get, you know... torn up quicker. Isn't that the whole point of it? Yeah. Saigon's saying, if I lose weight, my diabetes will go away. Man, well, that's true. That's hence. I'm on a diet, you know. I was on the treadmill yesterday. I'm trying to go on a treadmill. My plan is, you know, do 30 minutes, get my heart rate up for 30 minutes at least a day. I'm taking the stairs instead of the elevator at work at the building. I'm bringing down my calorie intake to 2,500 calories a day. I'm trying to stick to that. And I'm sticking to my diabetes meds. Actually, my sugar went so low today in the afternoon that it was really low. I had to eat some candy, actually. So I'm working on it, Saigon. Dr. Saigon, thank you for your suggestions over there. You smart guy, you. Those Vietnamese, I tell you what. Yeah. Anyway, Gary the Retard spent 2 hours trying to get his mic working, and it did not work the whole time. That's pretty unfortunate, my friend. I'm sorry. But I got his phone number here. We're going to give him a call here in a moment. I'm never talking to him. Never talked to him, rather. We'll check that out. Poor guy. You know, he only wants to be on the air. He wants to entertain the people, just like we do. We've got a lot of news stories. I will be opening up, see this bag right here? These are my birthday gifts. Am I broadcasting right now? Stream from my house says it's... I think we lost the syndicate feed again. Jesus Christ, there's always something in it. Let's try to reboot that. Always something with these kids. Milkman's supposed to be joining us here tonight, but he's not. But I do have Tuck, and we got Brandon Vegas. What's up, gentlemen? How you doing tonight?
Yeah.
We had a good show on Saturday, too. I know we also do Saturday shows as well. That's always fun. Actually, I kind of like it a lot better these days. I'm a little more relaxed on Saturdays, you know? Not only that, on top of that whole thing, with the Saturday thing, a lot of businesses are open. We had a whole prank call session about steaks and getting steaks and buffet steak etiquette and whatnot. There we go. There we go. We should be back on Syndicate now. What's up, ladies in Syndicate? We're back, I think. Let me know if we're back. Please let me know if we're back. Matter of fact, please just tell me if I'm back on Syndicate, please. I would appreciate it. Just to run down here real quick, the numbers. All right. The numbers we have here are ready for Lonesome Loser. We got Sam's Alfalfa Farm, Rude Dog's Bar. Some guy answered there saying, thank you for calling the world-famous Rude Dogs. And Lonesome Loser said he's never even heard of them. I've never heard of the Rude Dogs before. Yeah, I don't know. Never heard of them either. Grumpy, we got Grumpy Gringo Mexican Restaurant. All right, that's a little racist, but sure, we can do that. Ocean Shores Liquor. Nunu has sent in the information. We got the conference.
Poison in your chicken.
We got a conference in session now. The National Women's Studies Associate. What the fuck kind of name is that? Explain that, women out there who are listening, all our lady listeners. The National Women's Studies Association.
Yeah, two of you.
I got your women's studies right here. It's in my pants. That's what women need. That's all they're about. They want the cock. They want Carlito's cock. That's all it is. What else do you need to know? Fuck it. Why no sound? I don't know why no sound. Let me try it again. Did we lose? Do we have no sound again? Jeez. Oh, fiddlesticks. Let's try that again. Go live now. I click on go live now. And now live is loading. And it says, welcome to now live. And it does nothing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Let's try it again. Open up Firefox. Speaking of Firefox, Firefox 3.0 released on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. For those of you who are Firefox fans and didn't know about it.
Touch it.
Tuck, do you use Firefox?
You can touch it. Is it good?
Does Firefox work for AOL?
Yeah, but I haven't touched the 3. I saw the 3, but... Oh, yeah. Well, no, it doesn't work. It works for AOL. For a Macintosh OS, you know, whatever you have.
I don't know. Yeah, well, check it out. Firefox 3.0 is out, but be careful because apparently, and I got an email here that came in just this afternoon. The email this afternoon reports that there's already a... Where was that at here? Let's see. I got a caller already. Jesus. The email reports that there's already an exploit that's been discovered in Firefox 3.0 for all the people say about Firefox being so safe.
That's why I don't grab it right away.
Yeah, stick to
that's
IE.
That's why I didn't grab it right away.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start using Safari.
Madhouse Radio, this is Carlito. You are on the air machine.
Hey, what's going on, Carlito?
What's up, Dino, man? Do we have audio in Syndicate? What's the deal?
We're dead ass, dude.
God damn it. I keep reloading it. Let me try it again. Is there a Now Live issue or Carlito issue or what's going on? Any
I don't know, man. Now, to be honest with you, I know Now Live has been fucking up lately. So
God,
I'll be surprised if it's them.
It fucked up a lot yesterday, too. Remember that. Let's.
Well, we had problems logging in, but once a person logs in, like you did, you should be fine. So
yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
See, I log in, I click on Allow. My video comes up. It shows the video is broadcasting, and I can see, like, I have a monitor that I use here to see it. And I see myself. No,
can
look
you
at
refresh?
That. Yeah, yeah, I'm refreshing here, too. Look at that. I don't know, man. I'm going to keep trying it. You got any suggestions? Should I clear my cache? Does that help at all?
I say you close it all down and start from scratch.
Close it all down and start from scratch. Okay, let's try that here. How you been doing, man? You been busy?
I've been all right, dude. Yeah, man. I just got a new job in the city, man. Fucking pain in the fucking ass.
And like this, the New York City, the big city.
Yeah, dude.
What other city is there?
Motherfucker.
So tell me, what kind of work do you do? Like, I call you, and it's like, this is Screaming Eagles Association. Are you a caterer or something like that?
No, I'm a contractor, dude.
Someone told me you were a caterer or something like that. Like, do you know?
I'm a contractor. That motherfucker doesn't know how to read.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
That's something. So, like, built like construction and shit like that, or just everything?
Exactly, I do everything.
Wow. All right, well, I'm busy trying to fix it, man. I will keep you posted. Or you let me know if it starts working, send me a message immediately.
All right, I was going to tell you regardless because I'm knocking out anyway, man. Gary the Retard's waiting on standby. He's waiting to pick up the phone, and he wants to sing happy birthday to you.
Aw, that guy. All right, good. Well, tell you what. I want to wait to be able to get back on, you know, Syndicate before I can do that. You know, I want the people there to hear him because they didn't get to hear him at all today. You know what I mean? But I got
all right, that's cool, dude.
I got his number. I will call him as soon as it's feasible.
All right, guys. Good deal. I'll talk to you later then.
Okay, cool, man. Peace out. That's Dino, everybody.
Big Dino's on the. Well, he's not on the phone anymore. He was on the phone. Well, everybody, let me know if it's working. Please let me know if it's working. I am I've restarted everything. People are saying that they hear me, so good.
Well, I'm a contractor, too.
Milkman is a contractor. Wow, but you're...
Right.
What's up, Milkman?
Oh,
didn't see
God.
You came in. Finally, how you doing?
Come on. Ooh, yeah, man, I'm ready to kick it, man. Madhouse style, man. I finally got my shit working, man.
That's good. The only problem is you're loud as a beast. You're calling from work, too, man. I mean,
okay.
You're a bad contractor.
Yeah, let me back it down. How about that? Is that any better? Any better?
You're 20% down from what you're doing right now. Try that. There you go. Much better.
Much better.
All right, good.
All right, cool.
Good. So how's work treating you and stuff?
Man, I'll tell you what. Things are going good. We got the Rascal Scooter Development Program here, and we're on schedule for the 2009 release, my brother.
Good. Good deal. Keep working on the Rascal Scooter, working on making that an extension of the body that no one will be able to live without. Milkman, a lot of people. I will thank
right.
you. You know, when I'm legless.
Madhouse styling, baby.
Yeah, Milkman. I'm 1 hour and 33 minutes away from my 29th birthday, dude. What are your suggestions? You're 50, you're in your 40s. You're in your 40s. Milkman, you're in your 40s. What's your suggestion about the age 29?
Yeah, 47 years ago.
Yeah. What are your suggestions about the age 49? What do I have to look forward to? What I had to look forward to, today's 29.
At age 49?
29. Yeah, 29. What
softening
about?
Softening wood?
Great. Well, they got pills for that. They got Cialis. Bunch of shit. All right. Well, again, I need confirmation.
Hey, that's what you got the hermanita there for, man.
That's what she's around for, yeah. So anyway, regardless, I need confirmation from Syndicate. If I'm going to call Gary the retard, I need to make sure that you guys can hear him. So please let me know if the audio is working there. Please do. DTT, yes, I can confirm as well. F5 is the refresh button if you're using Firefox. Milkman, did you try Firefox 3? Did you install it yet? I recommended that to you. You remember that?
I haven't had a chance, but I definitely got that on my list of installs for the day, man, my brother.
Well, be careful.
Try it out.
Be careful because there is a report that there is already an exploit that was discovered earlier today. So I just want to warn everybody who might have jumped on a gun. They made a big deal. There's a vulnerability.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Hi.
All right. Well, Milkman's having fun. That's good. That's all we care about. As long as we're all having fun tonight, regardless.
That's right. Cause we are here in a madhouse, baby.
Oh, fucking boy.
Oh, fucking whoop-de-doo. All right. Let's call Gary the retard. This would be my first call ever to the gentleman. If it's legal to call him that. Just a moment, we'll be back here with him.
My favorite song ever. Deuce says he's calling in. Deuce, we got to talk about you calling in, man.
Kind of catchy beat, man.
You're part of the problem that we're having with that. Those calls from Deuce from British Columbia cost me so much money. Hello? Hello?
Gary, what's up?
Hello?
It's Gary.
Gary, what's up, my friend?
We were
great,
man. What
are
you been up to?
No, I'm good. This is Carlito. We've never talked before, but I'm a big fan. Hey, so what happened with your mic tonight, man?
We had having trouble with it getting on the internet.
Hey, Gary, can you speak up a little bit, man?
We're having trouble with it getting on the computer tonight.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. You got a virus?
No.
I heard your computer has a retarded flu.
That's not
having
retarded flu. What's
the
matter with you, boy?
No, I think it does. You need to run an antivirus, and you need to remove all your JPEGs off your computer.
Did not have that on our computer.
Man, I don't think you only have a problem with your mic and your cam. I think you have a problem with your phone, too, my friend.
No, we don't.
I don't know.
God damn you.
Are you talking into the right end of the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Which end do you talk into, the microphone piece or the earpiece?
The microphone.
Very good. Gary, you get a... You just got a gold star, my friend.
You did too.
All right. Hey, Gary, it's my birthday, man, in like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Yes, an hour and a half. I'm going to be 29.
An hour and a half? What time is it where you at?
Well, it's 10:30 over here on the East Coast.
It's 7:30. Huh?
It's 7:30 where you are. It's 10:30 over here.
7:30?
Yeah. So tomorrow, my birthday's on Friday, so officially Friday starts in an hour and a half. How old are you, Gary?
An hour and a half, huh?
Yeah, Gary, how old are you?
I'm 56.
You're what?
56? Yeah.
Do you remember age 29?
I remember the age of 29. I was that old a long, long time ago.
Really? What do you have any suggestions on what I should do? You know, what I have to look forward to in age 29? What did you do? Do you anything that, you know, big that happened when you were 29, or maybe, you know, ending your 20s? Anything you could suggest that I should look out for?
Are you married?
Good thing. Yeah, I'm going to be married. Next year.
Next year, huh?
I got 11 months, almost 11 months left.
What does your girlfriend do for you?
What was that?
What does your girlfriend do for you?
What does my girlfriend do for me?
Yeah.
Let's see, she pays my bills. She goes down on me occasionally when I ask for it nicely. She makes good pancakes, but someone here hasn't made pancakes in quite a while. Athena, she's over here next to me. She's listening to you, Gary. Say hi. Her name's Athena. Say hi to Athena real quick.
What's her name?
Athena, like the goddess of war or something.
Hi, Athena.
Hey, good, good. All right, so, hey, Gary, you know how to sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, happy birthday, Athena. Yeah. Yeah, well, am I going to get drunk, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on it now. I'm drinking beers.
How many beers
have you drank
already?
So I'm on my first one of the night. Well, I had one when I got home. I'm drinking really cheap beer. What do you drink? Do you drink at all? You're allowed to drink? Do you drink beers or...
Yeah, I drink Bud Light.
Bud Light? Okay, you ever drink a Bud Ice? You ever try Bud Ice? Bud Ice is good. It's got more alcohol in it.
No, I don't try that kind of stuff.
Okay. All right, well. Hey, man, you know what? Zolar's birthday is tomorrow, too. You know Zolar, right?
Yeah, I know Zolar.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe Zolar's birthday was either today or, no, it's Saturday Zolar's birthday. So be sure to wish him a happy birthday tomorrow night on his show, too, my man.
Okay.
All right, Gary.
I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
All right. Well, hey, Gary, you're going to have your stuff working by next week, I'm hoping, right?
You better.
All right.
Bob was pretty pissed off about it today.
Oh, was he? Man, I'm sorry to hear that. That's the guy that lives with you, right? Bob lives with you, right? He's the guy that's always on camera with you over there?
No, Bob.
Oh, my bad. Okay. All right. Well, hey, man, you've been opening up my show for like a good 6 months or something like that. I never gave you appreciation. Thanks for always warming up the crowd. You're on 9 o'clock, or is it 9 or 8 o'clock you start on Thursdays?
What time do we start, Bob?
Oh, you start 5 your time. Okay, I'm sorry. That's right.
5 o'clock our time.
Yeah, that's right. So that's 8 o'clock. So everyone be sure to listen to Gary. He's on every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, and that's 5 o'clock in the Pacific Coast.
Our time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, man. Hey, man, thanks for being on the show, my friend.
You want to talk to Bob for a minute?
Sure, put Bob in the phone.
Okay. You want to talk to me for a minute, Bob? Yeah.
We'll talk to Bob.
What's going on, my man?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. You're taking good care of Gary, right?
Huh?
Taking good care of Gary?
Try to.
Yeah, try to. All right, so what, was it a mic problem or a computer problem, man?
It was more of a, the mic, we had audio coming in and going out.
Okay.
So we could turn ourselves through the headset stuff, but it just wasn't going to live wire. I mean, the now live.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's been a lot of problems with it, yeah. Well, hopefully,
that's what Gino said.
Yeah, it's been a little ganky lately. Hopefully we get it fixed soon, you know? Hopefully by Gary's next show, it'll be working just fine.
Yeah, Dino said he's going to call me during the week. We're going to walk through it again.
Yeah, we're all going to work on it. We'll straighten it out, Bob. All right, hey Bob, I got to let you guys go. Hey, thanks so much for being on the show, and don't be a stranger, all right?
Hey, you take care. Give everybody our love, okay?
All right, you too, brother, man. All right, man. All right, good. Have a good weekend.
That was Gary, the retard, and Bob. Gary the retard and Bob the handler. Saigon says it wasn't really him.
Hello.
Whatever. All right, so yeah, that was that. Gary the retard. Wow, you know, look at us moving up. Well, we've had some great interviews here. We had Nico, Sean Ward, Gary the retard. Who's next? I want to get a repeat on the line. I saw that Zolar interviewed him, the Touchstone Terrorist, and I actually got an email from him recently. I guess he listened to the show like 2 or 3 weeks ago. That was a really crappy show we had, so I probably made a bad impression.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, the Touchstone Terrorist, man, great inspiration for me. I've worked, as I said before, I've worked customer service, you know, jobs, wow, since like 2000. And this is 1999, so we're going on almost 10 years since I've been working like call center kind of jobs. And
that's the guys that do like the Willie and the customer service cannot help you.
Hell yeah, the UPS calls and all that, man. I'll tell you what, you know, when I was like in my early 20s, God, man, I'm so old. I was like 21, 22 years old, and I remember I would buy those CDs as soon as they would come out, and I remember I bought the third one, I think it was. And I mean, I was in the middle of working a really stressful call center job and shit, and man, just hearing that kind of stuff just kind of made me happy. just hearing them mess with, you know, people like in the customer service, you know, realm of things is always interested me. Okay, here we go. We got a caller here. Let's check out who this is.
This is the Madhouse Radio, and you are on the phone.
Oh boy,
Madhouse.
Hey, Milkman, how you doing? There's nobody there.
Well, that was a big waste of time, wasn't it?
Oh wow.
No.
Hanging up.
Oh,
God. How dare they? I've got a number for you, man.
What do you got for me?
Happy birthday number for you.
Ooh, who is it?
Watch here, man. I'm in the chat, man, and I'm also going to send it to you here by G-Tall.
Oh, touch my Google. I want to say what's up to everybody who is in the chat room. A big what's up to all you guys out there. We're going to be starting some prank calls here. Actually, now, Milkman, go ahead and send that in. Let's get to some pranks, man. That's what you people really come here for.
Let's get to her, baby.
You don't want
to
hear us talk.
So what did you get for your birthday prize? Did you get a Hamina?
It's right here. Look, my birthday prize. I don't get to open it. Athena says I can't open it until midnight. It's right here next to me.
Oh, she put a bow on it for you?
No, Athena's so lazy she uses the bag. Look at the wrapping. Look at this. She's laughing over there. No, this is good. This is good stuff. You know, I don't wrap gifts. I haven't wrapped a gift. Like, if I don't have to, I don't do it. I'd rather just stick all the shit in a bag and put some tissue paper in there and you're good to go. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guest says to refresh host. I'm not live.
Yeah, man.
Here, I bought this for you.
Am I not live? Is that the deal? Can nobody hear me? Let's check that out. Let me check. God, you know, this is now live. This is whack. Anyway. All right, so what did you send me in the Google? What is this number that you sent, man?
This
I need
is
to refresh because
right
I'm
here. He lives in Northern California. He's a middle-aged guy. He was a sheriff at one time. Worked for sheriff. He's also an animal control rights individual. What else does he do? Now he's just a mechanic, a lowly mechanic, a wrench head.
A fucking mechanic.
And a big fat bastard.
Hey, man, there's nothing wrong with mechanics, man. They keep the world going, you know? We all need mechanics.
That's right.
Don't hate on the mechanics, man.
Oh, he's a church pastor. Oh, I thought you said a bastard. He's a church pastor. Oh, wow. This guy here is one of these real freaks.
He's a church pastor and a mechanic?
Yeah, Church pastor and a mechanic.
Wow, does he have a Jesus fish? And his name is Tim. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, we'll check that out. Hey, everybody, I guess we're back on Syndicate. I mean, tell me now, is the volume control back at least now? Let me know. Keep me posted.
Volume, man. We're on volume control.
Yeah, good. I'm being told everything is normal here. Finally, it's working. Good deal. Okay, well, let's call this dude, Tim. and Tim is a mechanic and a former sheriff. God, that guy's everywhere. He does everything, doesn't he? Jeebus.
He's well qualified for an ASCAP.
Jack of all trades, this guy, huh? All right, I got some new music to play here tonight. Anyway, okay, here we go with the first prank call tonight, everybody. We'll be right back with the pastor mechanic. Just a moment.
I used to get wheels on the bitch. And I want those shields.
Milkman, this guy doesn't answer. You're in big trouble. You're going to lose your gold star.
Oh, no.
You're going to lose your gold star.
I think you got blown up the tire.
Hi, you reached Tim Crumley.
Crumley?
No, get back to
you. Crumley.
Milkman,
he's out blown on a tire.
You disappoint, Milkman, you disappoint. Zolar is in the house. What's up, Zolar? Zolar, please call the show now if you can. Zolar, we want to talk to you, my friend. Give a call to the show, 888-278-8509. Looking forward to talking to you, talking some business on the air. In the meantime, we got some more calls here we can do. Let me look at the numbers here, refreshing from Lonesome Loser. Shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real. I really want to call that grumpy gringo here. Let's see if Zolar calls through. He might be working on it now. I'm sure he's finding his phone right now as we speak. There we go.
Zolar, you're on the air. What's up, brother?
It's I. How are you, Carlos?
I'm doing good, man. So your birthday's on Saturday?
Saturday the 21st?
Saturday. You don't even know when your birthday is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point in life, really. But thank you for being considerate enough to thank me or whatever you were about to do.
Yeah, well, I just want to congratulate you. My birthday's, on Friday. Your birthday's on Saturday. I just want to wish you a happy one.
Isn't that a coinky thing that we started our show at the same time around the, a week apart, and your birthday's about a week apart or a couple of days instead? Isn't that something?
I know. And we've shared two women. Actually, as a matter of fact, not many
coinkydink,
people know about that.
Amazing coinkydink.
Yeah. So, hey, tell me about KDK last night. What an asshole, huh? What was that about?
No, you know what? In retrospect, I could see how he thought the conversation was, like, condescending because I was like, hey, remember how you did this for nothing? And, it was kind of like really putting him down and making him feel like the used piece of twat that he was.
Well, Psycho was making a good point. He kept calling it the heinous act that he did. Yeah, I think that's when he started, like, gritting his teeth on the air. I was having a laugh with him. He's like, heinous act. What are you talking
about? It was unintentional because, you can only look at it as a heinous act.
Yeah, and Athena was here listening to me. He was getting upset like it wasn't a heinous act. And we're like, dude, you fucked a man that cut off his penis. What do you fucking think? In a nasty cat-infected house. Like this thing is squatting in. What the hell? Of course it's a heinous act.
And then thought he was washing himself in a decrepit, run-down tub that probably had rusty water and hadn't been scrubbed in ages, infested with whatever fungus that lives in it.
And then he started peeing in the water he was washing himself with. That was a scare. No one does that.
Oh, my God. And it was probably at his worst shape in life. He was all bloated, and his skin was oily, and his one eye is going in a different direction at all times. It was incredibly heinous.
So he's got you've seen him in person a few times. He's got that lazy eye problem, right?
Yeah. He's a scary, scary individual and does not photograph well.
Yeah, and then I also want to make a point, the fact that he kept saying that he's not sensitive, was it?
Yeah.
he's not sensitive, and he's cried on the air so many times about how people treat him and this and that and how I treat him. He's cried about me, like, oh, Carlito, hey, Carlito, I just want him to be nice to me. Yeah, okay, he's not sensitive at all.
I could have run him completely under the bridge and shit and kept going, what do you mean you're not sensitive? And I could have went on and on with his inconsistencies, but I really didn't want to give him so much time on my show when he's got literally less than 25 people listening to him.
No, literally. He's lost. He used to be in like 100 at least, and when we dropped his ass, when we dropped him on his ass, we were carrying that damn station of his. And for all that shit that he gave us all the time, we were the ones that were bringing in the numbers, bringing in the talent. bring in the pranks, bring in the good stuff. And, you know, yeah, sure enough, look at him now. Look at him now. Ha, ha, ha.
At first, I was actually going to bait him before I went into the whole spiel about what he did with Siobhan. I was going to bait him. I was like, hey, you're doing your show over there, and, you know, maybe we could find a time slot to see if he would say, oh, well, yeah, that's not happening, KBK. I was really going to dump him hard, but he didn't fall for that fucking rope trick.
Yeah, he's gotten wise. But he needs people like us, you know. It's a good thing you didn't give him too much ammo, because he just would have fed off of that and made a big deal and all the whatnot and so forth. You know, he needs us.
Yeah, but it reminds people, the 12 people that stuck with him, it reminds them what they're missing when they didn't follow us, you know, because, you know, he had his henpecked few, but it was very, very sporadic, you know, a couple of people. 12 people does not make an audience.
I hear you. Okay, hey, here's the deal. And also, I don't know if I caught you at a bad time. I know I put you on the spot here, but you're a conference calling master. And right. We've got the National Women's Studies Association conference being held now in Cincinnati. And there's 872 rooms already, and there's tons. Apparently, there's a lot of women. If Nunu will send me the information or details of someone who's there right now,
okay.
You up for doing a prank, or do you want to just wait until tomorrow to do your pranks?
Well, no. I mean, I'll help do all the setup like we did with what's his name and stuff like that. We'll try to get some room numbers and some stuff and everything like that. I'll make the conference call while I'm here.
Right, with Valente, Jack Valente,
yeah.
The legend.
Well, rest his soul.
Rest his poor dumb soul, that guy. I wonder how much all that wine and flowers and strawberries cost him. Man, that's.
Yeah, I hope he enjoyed his strawberries.
They're the last strawberries you ever had. Man,
We did that to a woman's rights activist also, and then we got her cell number, and her husband got on to tell us how he thought it was in bad taste what we'd done to her and the size of the bill that she had received, and it was quite the enlightening moment for us.
Yeah, I remember I called him a few weeks after that, and we were just pranking him, and he was like, yeah, I enjoyed the wine you people sent me, like it was on to me or something. He was really creepy.
Yeah, man.
You got any plans for Saturday?
I'll turn down my AOL Instant Messenger if you want to send a number over this way, and I'll make the things happen like magic.
Cool, that'll help me. That brings me off the horn. Let me send you that. I'm still waiting for a conference. You know, people who are, none of the names are confirming, so just ask for random rooms to see if they put you through. That's what, I don't know if that's going to work, man.
All right, well, we'll figure out something. But in the interim, you are a fan of the Stern Show. Melrose Larry Green contacted me after I contacted him, of course, and he said he'd be glad to come on the show. What do you think about that?
That's good. I haven't heard from him in a long time, but they did mention him recently. I think this week I heard him being mentioned, didn't he?
Yeah, I heard him live like about 3 weeks ago. He called in, you know, a couple of times during the serious, you know, stint that they've been on, but, you know, he's been far and few between, but he has called in live, and yeah, they talked about him also.
Right? Did he get banned off the show for a while or something? Did he do something to piss people off?
Yeah. Well, you know, he was on the outs for a little while there, and then of course, you know, he snaked his way back in. But you know, a little while actually happened to be almost like 2 years. They wouldn't even mention his name.
Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember they said he was on a blacklist for. I think he had mentioned something on public or. Well, I don't know. He did something that really pissed the guys off, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Did you get the number there?
They punished him lovely for that. Let me see. June 19th through the 22nd, 2008. It's the National Women's Study Association Conference. Let me see. It's the Millennium Hotel in Cincinnati. We have such this number. It says, tell them to study your cock. hotel will be full of feminists. Just ask for random rooms, blah, blah, blah. None of these names are confirming, so fuck it. Let me see. Well, what room would you think would be in such a hotel? Would it be like a quadruple digit or, you know, like separated by a hyphen, like 1228? What?
In my experience, it's always best to start with one, like in the hundreds, because a lot of times they're one-floor hotels, you know what I mean? And I think we've always had luck with 128. That's always been like, that's an inside joke that always, room 128 always works out for these conferences.
Okay, well, all right. Let me see if we can just get through to the hotel and scan them into getting us on room 128 at
cool.
first. So
cool.
Hold on now. You want to turn me down while I dial? Because
yeah.
I'm about to dial in
sure,
everybody's
yeah.
here.
Yeah, you do that. I'll play a little ditty here, and then you dial, and we'll get it figured out. Thanks, man. So I guess this is for 1024, if you can hear me. I think he's dialing. Let me get silence.
The position. Stop, look, and listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my chalk.
Like the 100s and go up because it was 128. Could it be 1280?
You don't know her name?
No, and I had lost my my pamphlet with all the information on it, and I was supposed to give them a call because they're having a feminist conference this evening.
You would have to give me her name in order for me to connect you anyway.
I see. Would it be under the last name Jones by any chance? Because I can't remember. It started with a J, but I can't get it offhand.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Jones? You don't know the first name?
Jones?
Not offhand. It might be the letter A. I think it was A. Jones.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. You don't remember what the room number began with?
Yeah, I thought it was 128, but it might be 1280. Is that an actual room number?
No, that won't be.
What's your last name?
I'm looking up under the J's. You have to give me a full last name.
Yeah, Jones. How about Stephanie Dykes? I know that's one of the speakers at the conference. Is Stephanie Dykes? Dr. Stephanie Dykes, by the way, PhD.
D-Y-K-E?
D-Y-K-E-S, yes, correct.
Let me see.
Dykes.
You say Stephanie?
I think that's the first name. Like I said, I had lost my informational packet.
I don't see a Stephanie Dykes.
Do you have a Ms. Dykes by any chance? I mean, she's Dr. Dykes.
Nope. I have a... this is not a Stephanie Dykes.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, you said it's not Stephanie, but it's a whom?
It's a Ashley.
Ashley Dykes. I can't remember. As I said, I don't have my notepad in front of me. And can you connect me to Ms. Dykes' answering service or her room, perhaps?
I can't help you out, sir. You have to give me a full name in order for me to connect you.
All righty then. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right.
God damn it.
Carlito.
That's not fair.
No, no, no.
Huh?
Hold on 1 second.
Right. We're holding on.
I had to get rid of the hotel because she was hanging on. She gave the name. What did she say the name was?
Ashley Dykes?
Ashley Dykes, right? So now when we call back, now we know who to ask for.
Yeah, Ashley Dykes. There we go.
So we found out a name.
Hopefully,
there we go.
Hopefully somebody else picks up the second time around.
Yeah, that's why we're going to wait another few seconds or whatever, and then we'll call right back over to the hotel.
Well, how about this? How about I call? You stand in line. I'll call Sam's Alfalfa Farm, and then when I'm done with that, then we'll call the hotel back. Deal?
Awesome. So remember the name. It's Ashley Dykes who's residing at that hotel. We don't remember her room number, but after that we'll start getting information from her, unless you want to immediately say to Ashley Dykes, hi, that we're the concierge service, and we're sending you up three strawberries and do the whole thing right over on.
There we go. All right, we'll do that. Okay. All right, hang on. Zola, don't go anywhere. I'm going to do that prank. You'll be on the line as well. You can jump in if you want. Sam's Alfalfa Farm. Just a moment, folks.
Awesome.
Asshole.
The phone just blanked out. I don't know, what the fuck? Hey, there's Omar.
Hello?
Hermano. Oh, I don't know what the fuck just happened. We lost everything. The phone, like, there's no screen on the phone.
Can you copy me? I hear you.
No, I hear you, yeah. That's the phone that died.
Oh, okay. Hey, I got some more names here.
Shit.
Your G-talk, and I got a guy that should answer.
Okay, that's good. I got to change the battery on the phone. The phone, this thing operates on like a battery system here, and damn, I got rechargeable batteries, and they don't last for shit. Hang on, the positive goes in there, the negative goes in there. Let's see if I can get this to work. This sucks. I can't do a show unless I have AA batteries now, apparently. This damn 1980s Bell South fucking phone. Bell South isn't even in business anymore. That sucks, man. We're grooving with Zolar.
Hell, the conference names are rolling in now.
Are they really? We're getting a lot of names? Shitballs. There we go. I think this will work. I got two dead batteries and two new batteries in there. We'll see if that works. We'll see if it holds. And I'm going to throw these in the recharger here as soon as we get connected to them. Let me get Zolar back in the line first. Or Zolar, if you're listening, call back. Zoro, please call back now. Should be able to maintain the line, I hope. Yeah, there we go. It looks strong. All right, Zola, call back now if you can. I'm going to play this song while we wait for that. I think we'll just call straight through to the conference, actually. DTC says, get a digital phone. Fuck that. Digital phones suck.
Hey, Zola, I'm sorry about that, man. The battery died on the phone.
These things happen.
They do, they do. All right, hang on. I'm going to do that call again. Hopefully it doesn't. These batteries don't die on me.
I are.
Wonderful. Jack Masterson coming up. Oh, excuse me.
Hello?
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 Hey, is this the alfalfa farm?
No, you must have the wrong number.
This isn't Sam's alfalfa farm?
No, no.
Do you have any idea how I can make alfalfa more tasty?
No, I don't.
What about greens?
No.
Do you have any recommendations on how to make, like, collard greens? Like, do you have bacon to them or anything? Ham?
No, sir, I don't.
Well,
no, this is the old number for Sam's alfalfa farm.
Then why'd you say no? You have an idea about the whole thing, right?
No, I don't. I just have the old number.
Oh, hey, Sam. How you doing, Sam?
Old number, fucker. All right, anyway, let me clear that line. Line is clear. Okay, apparently, Zolar, if you're still there.
I am.
The names are rolling in here. We got a bunch of names here for the conference. I'm going to send those to you here, so we got other... Let's go ahead and call one of the other ones, not the Dyke one, you know what I mean? Because that one's already... They're kind of on guard on that one, you know what I mean?
All right, who's that talking shit?
Who's talking shit?
All right, so I'll get in touch with, like, Amy Lynn.
Zola.
Paula, what is it, Giddens?
Giddens, Paula Chitlins.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, and all right. We got Mary Margaret Fonow,
from ASU.
I think we're... And then we got nothing else. All right, so let me make that call right now and do your little music thing. And,
here we go.
When you hear me talking, come on back in and we'll be live.
All right, Kevin.
A little bit of Public Enemy for everybody. Gotta love Public Enemy, man. Always a good choice, just like Sam Adams.
Hi, I have a message for Miss Giddings. I'm supposed to leave with her answering service. Is she checked in yet?
G-I-D-D-I-N-G-S.
Giddings.
Is it Giddings?
I'm sorry?
What's the first name of Giddings?
I think it's a Paula.
Okay, one more.
Paula Giddings, thank you. All right, Carly, it'll take over.
Good, thanks. Turn the mic down, there we go. For those of you listening, be sure to listen to Zolar. Zolar is starting tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time exclusively on syndicateradio.tv. What is this?
Paula Giddings.
Poverty Nation.
Like some movie music here, man.
I was just craving popcorn.
Oh, I had some popcorn today. Actually, I got some left right over there on top of the TV. I grab that. Good idea. The hell's going on? I wonder how much they pay for, like, answering messages like this.
There must be a flat fee, though. They must buy it flat out.
I should get one for the Madhouse show. People call in. I don't know, Zola. This sucks.
Yeah, why exactly would there be a problem with just transferring me to another number?
I don't get it.
We have just the hotel for you. We're attached by an enclosed climate control...
Wow.
Hello, sir. I'm not showing a GIDD Giddings registered as of yet.
All right. Well, they're part of the conference that they're having over there. And how about Miss Fonow? It's F-O-N-O-W, Miss Fonow.
Okay, F-O-N. One moment. Yes, she's registered. Would you like me to ring her?
Please do.
One moment.
Okay, Carly, we'll take over.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Mary, please?
This is she.
Mary, hi, I'm with the hotel staff. We're just calling to make sure that your stay for the time being has been acceptable. I understand you just checked in today?
Yes, uh-huh.
Has everything been up to your specifications as far as the cleanliness of the room?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I did want to report to you there's been an issue in your room with the toilet, actually.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
I haven't used it. Wait, have you used the toilet? A long time ago. Is an issue with it? It's broken?
Well, the problem is, what we're asking all the residents to do, if possible, if you are going to do, and I'm sorry for the harsh language, but about, you know, BM.
Yeah.
If it's a long one.
Yeah.
Maybe in two portions.
Yeah.
When you start it, when you get about, when you feel like it's halfway, you cut it off.
Uh-huh.
And then go ahead and flush it, and then complete your movement after that. And what we also ask is please do not put the toilet paper inside that toilet there in his room.
Uh-huh.
It has a tendency to flow over.
Uh-huh.
If it does, we're not responsible for it. It's actually responsible on the person who's staying in the room.
If you put toilet paper in?
Yeah, I would not recommend putting any toilet paper or any large bowel movements in the toilet, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, I just want to make sure that you understand if that toilet is flow over.
Yeah.
We're going to send a staff over there with a wet dry bag and a mop. He's not allowed to touch it at all.
Hey, are there hotel bathrooms other than the ones in the room that you can use?
Yes, but you're actually not authorized to use it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you can use the toilet in the lobby. But if you do have to go in the middle of the night, I just want to reiterate, if you make a mess in that room, you will be the one who cleans the toilet, you will clean the room, and any damage to the carpet will come out of your deposit.
Okay.
Now, I understand we do have a credit card on file for you, and I want you to understand I am a person of authority, myself, and I can kick you out of this hotel room in 2 seconds if you disagree.
Uh-huh.
Because if you could just do a quick flush in the toilet right now, maybe just to clean out the pipes real quick. And I'm gonna monitor here on my end on the water table. Let me know is there someone else there with you right now?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, could you tell them to flush it real quick? You let me know when they flush it.
Okay, hang on.
All right. Did it flush?
Yeah, it's flushing.
All right, hang on. I'm going to check it here in my end.
All right.
Okay, that looks like a strong flush. Okay, go ahead and flush it again, please, if you could.
One more time, Mira. Flush it again. Oh, it hasn't recovered yet.
Oh, no. Okay. No. All right, on the back of the toilet, there's a little valve. Hurry up and close it because it's going to overflow. It's not...
Is it going to overflow?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, hurry up.
It's not overflowing.
Hurry.
Hurry. It's not even flowing.
No, don't.
Flush again or...
Yeah, flush it again.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Did it flush?
Yeah.
Well, I don't hear it flushing.
Well, it seems to be flushing. It's flushed and...
I think there's something blocked in there. You guys are sure you didn't use the toilet at all?
No.
You didn't put any paper in there?
No, this is nuts.
Did you put any...
No, are you sure this is the hotel?
Absolutely.
This is weird.
This is Valente.
And this phone call is also being monitored by hotel security. I am the security manager. My name is Mr. Zolar. How are you?
I'm fine, but this is the most bizarre conversation I've ever had in
a
hotel room.
Well, it turns out that, ma'am, if we have people occupying a room with such a toilet bowl with a problem, if we don't identify it to them, then we become responsible.
Yeah.
Once, in fact, we have told them and you're aware of the problem, then, in fact, we don't have to worry about it being our, you know, like, negligence for cleaning it up.
Yeah.
We don't want to touch anybody's bodily fluids
or
bowel movements.
That.
And in the case of the fact that there's a lot of women in our hotel, you could be like, you know, all running your menstrual cycle at the same time. If tampons get in our system, it clogs up the entire line.
Yeah, according to this, it looks like there might be, did you folks perhaps flush down a feminine napkin or anything like that?
There's
a blockage between your room.
There's a blockage. Okay, you can see that there's a blockage.
Yeah, we have a near perfect system. We spare no expense here at the Millennium. You know, I mean, it's either it's registering as a feminine napkin or half of a turkey sub from Subway.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
No.
Sure.
There's nothing.
Can we try one more flush to try to clear it out? I mean,
hi there. Who is this?
This is hotel security, and you're speaking with the concierge, Mr. Carlito. My name
Hold
is
on.
Mr. Zolar.
Your name is Mr. Zolar.
That's correct. I'm the head of security here, and he is watching the water table. He sees that there is a clog between your toilet and the next facility. So what's happening here is if you're flushing feminine napkins, we could excuse it this one time because we didn't.
I don't have my period. If you want to know my details, I don't have my period. But in a couple of days, I might get it. But I don't have my period, and so
ma'am, I didn't mean to upset you, but we do have an on-staff doctor. He'll be in to check your vagina to see if it's bleeding.
Fine. Okay, this is a prank call.
Obviously, you dumb nigga.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Huh. Why are you calling a hotel? Is this like how you get your thrills?
Yeah, well, actually, I do, you stupid cunt.
Wow, it's so sad, really. Because, you know, I have satisfying human relations, but there's help for people like you.
You have relations with
humans? Did you ever let a dog lick your crotch, ma'am?
Nah.
Had to end it somewhere, sorry.
Room number.
It's too late for that. Is she still on the line, Zolar?
No.
Okay. We forgot to get the room number. That was really funny, though. She needs to start flushing the toilet. How gullible those women.
That's evidently you don't need the room number. You need is the last name.
Yeah, apparently. That's good enough. Yeah. Well, we can't send her anything, but that was still funny. Jill says she heard me laughing. That's right, she did.
I hate to get racial, but sometimes you got to end the joke, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to put a cap on it, though. She was pretty game. She's about to tell her about her whole menstrual cycle, man. What's that about?
I told her we were sending a doctor over to check her vagina for any bleeding.
Did it for her. Oh, yeah, the flushing the toilet four times and a half a turkey sub didn't do it for her, but, yeah.
Ma'am, can you please wipe your ass and ball up some toilet paper and throw it down the toilet? Let's see what kind of effect that has.
Let's see, please. We got to clear this out, please. Oh, man.
Well, that was a great concept on your part. You're a master. I love it.
Yeah, hell yeah, man, hell yeah. Hey, Zohar, you want to do one more?
Sure. I'll call over to the hotel, and we'll see if we can get in touch with, what name did we just try? Giddings didn't work, so we'll try Mr.
Lind.
L-I-N-D. We all have something to talk about.
Yeah. Well, you want to start off this one, and I'll jump in, vice versa, as we did with the last one?
No, I like to set you up. You're good, man.
I'm misting myself right now. I got a mister that I bought.
Great job.
Oh,
I like
so
a mister.
Good.
All right, so hold on now. Play the music for the people, and
yep.
I'll turn.
You got it, my friend. My Adidas by Run DMC, everybody. One moment. Next prank call's coming up.
Here we go, Carlito.
Did you ask for it already?
Yep.
Sweet.
You did say L-I-N-D?
That's correct, ma'am.
And the first name?
It's Amy, A-M-Y.
Okay, I'm not showing an Amy Lynn registered, L-I-N-D. First name, Amy.
I might have the spellings mixed up. There's a few of us that are coming to the conference this day.
But it is Lind?
L-I-N-D, correct.
Okay, I'm not showing a registered on the L-I-N-D.
Maybe L-Y-N-D.
L-Y-N-D?
Okay. What else should I ask, Carlito?
I don't know. We're out of names. I say just mess with the lady and let's drop it. They're going to be out to us pretty soon anyway. I'm waiting on some more names here. Nunes is accusing them of reaching their credit card limit on porn.
times and delicious.
Hello, sir. I'm not sure. I'm Amy Lynn. The only L I have is the Amy Levin, L-E-V-I-N.
Oh, Levin, right. I had Lynn is at another hotel this day. Okay, Levin.
It's Amy Levin.
Thank you. Can you please connect me? Dumb bitch. It's you.
In the hotel.
Hello?
Hello, Amy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is hotel staff. My name is Valente. I'm on the line with Mr. Zolarski. We were just calling to, first of all, check to make sure that your stay has been okay. I hate to bother you at this time of hour. I understand you just checked in today.
I didn't check in today.
Oh, did you check in previously than that? I'm sorry if we have our records wrong here. Have you found everything?
Your records are wrong. I checked in Tuesday.
Well, our records are near perfect, but we do make mistakes, Miss Lynn, and that's why I'm calling. We do make mistakes from time to time. We're near perfect. But I did want to verify that your stay has been okay so far, no problem with the cleanliness or the wait staff or anything like that.
No, the only thing that's been a little bit of a problem is my key keeps failing, and then I have to get a new one.
Okay. Have you had that problem more than once?
Yes, twice.
Twice.
All right, ma'am. Hi, this is Mr. Zolarski. I'm also on the phone, and I happen to deal with the card keys. The portion of the card key, which is black that has a strip, may be reacting to the feminine douche you might be using. There's magnesium in it.
Damn. She dropped. Did she drop?
Amy.
Amy. She clicked over. She's not having that at all. Damn,
Amy.
Man. Amy.
Now she hung up. She was there until I left.
I heard a click, man. And I was like, oh, dude.
She was in shock.
Yeah. I got one more that came in. Valentine Mogadam. Let me send that to you if you're interested here.
I'm totally having fun with you, but I'm going to let you run it a little longer before I jump all over it like that.
No problem. That's okay, dude. We can have fun. No worries.
All right, so play the music while I get the hotel back. We're going to get, what is it, Valentine Mogadam?
Mogadam.
I can't even say it. Mogadam. Mogadam.
Valentine Allah Akbar. Milkman, go ahead. Go ahead, dial that while we talk to Milkman.
Hey, you may need to go into the hotel and ask for them because they're going to get used to Zolar's voice.
Yeah, good idea.
Hey, Zolar, can you hear me still? Shit. Yeah, you got a point. I'm going to ask for it. I'm almost out of water, my mister.
La, 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 mister. Oh, hi, Mad your call.
Yeah, I'm looking for Miss Valentine Mogadam. It's Mogadam.
Just fucked this up completely. She doesn't say anything anymore.
Hello?
Yeah, Miss Mogadam?
Yes.
Hi, I'm the concierge. My name is Jethro, and I'm downstairs. Some man is telling me he has some delivery for you. He's not looking too, up and correct, so I didn't let him up to your room. Are you expecting a delivery?
No, not from outside. The front, I had asked the front desk for something, and they were going to ask housekeeping.
What is it that you're looking for, ma'am?
Well, it's a certain toiletry, actually.
Is it a feminine product?
Yes, it's a feminine product.
Right, so you need to get a douche up there immediately, correct?
A what?
A douche of some sort?
No, just a container of feminine products. Small box.
Are you having, like, your menstrual cycle? Perhaps you need some tampons.
Yes, exactly.
I see. Well, why don't you just stuff a whole roll of paper towels up there for now, and we'll get somebody immediately on it.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I'm going to let you call her back and then apologize and say that somebody had gotten on the phone and was playing down here in the hotel.
The Haitian janitor just got drunk and then won a party.
And he's about to get fired. Hold on, we'll get the hotel back.
All right. Oh, shit.
Yo, what's up, my dear? Standing on 2-5th Street, both fresh and yes, cold on my feet. With no shoestring in them, I did not win them. I bought them off the app with the black lead. I like to order them, that's why I brought them.
Yes, may I be connected to Valentine Mogadam? It's M-O-G-H-A-D-A-M.
My mama
All right,
Carlito.
I got it.
Here you go.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Ms. Mogadam?
She's on the phone. Can I take a message?
Yes, I wanted to apologize. This is Valente with hotel staff. We just had a member of our staff here apparently might have made a harassing call to this room.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
do you have a name of who you may have spoken to?
Let me get her, okay?
Please do. I'm very sorry about this.
Hello?
Yes, hello, ma'am. This is Valente with hotel staff. I understand that you just had a harassing phone call from a member of our staff here who was inebriated.
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Did you happen to catch his name? We have a feeling who it might have been. We've had a complaint here, two complaints at this point. And did he happen to mention his name, or do you know exactly what the nature of this call was? Was he overly harassive, or...
Oh, my God, he was so rude. And I've got somebody else on the other... Hello?
You can let them know that Valente is on the line. You can tell him Mr. Valente is on the line, that I'm taking care of it, and we'll go ahead and go from there.
What is his name?
This is Mr. Valente.
Okay. Yeah.
Ma'am, are you with me? This is Valente. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who are you? Sorry?
I'm Mr. Valente. I'm with hotel staff, and I'm just calling. I got a report of a harassing phone call you got from a member of our staff.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God, they're knocking on the door.
Yes.
She hung up.
Dude, she's complaining.
They're knocking on our door. Did you hear them?
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. All right. I think at this point our cover's blown.
Well, I hope they're on fucking no caller ID, because I never blocked my number. No, but we need to call back to the original one we pissed off.
Hi.
And make believe that somebody had gone awry with the phone system that we most recently fired. They had access to the phone banks.
Yeah.
And now we'd like to send them up champagne and strawberries and blah, blah, blah.
And then
we'll call room service as them.
Yes. Yes, that's
so
right.
So have them confirm their number. Just say, okay, well, we're sending up your complimentary such and such. Confirm your room number.
Gotcha.
And then we'll call down and we'll make believe with them, okay?
Damn, yeah, I wanted to get through to that lady. She was just about to buy. All right, let me ask for the name this time. You know, it's because that lady's going to be on, so you know what I mean?
Can you make the phone calls without me? Because I'd like to sit back and listen to you master this one.
Yeah, I can do that. All right, hang on. Let me do that.
All right, so I'm not going to hang on. I'm going to hang up.
And
while you do it, I'm going to listen like a listener, because this is great. So now remember what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're calling back the original person, and you're just going to make believe that you fucking had just fired somebody, and we want to send them complimentary, have them confirm their number, or down to room service as them.
Gotcha. No problem, and I'll take care of it. Right, yeah, keep listening.
You're the man, bro.
Hey, thank you, man. That was good. Good stuff,
love
man.
You, bro.
All right, and you're on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, right? Yes, Zolar's on here. You're man. I am. I see Zolar said that.
That was fun. We're having fun here, everybody. This is Madhouse Radio.
Zolar's Party Nation.
That's funny. They're knocking on the door. She's got like the whole security thing is in the house.
That was the real security officer.
We got
your tampons, ma'am.
Yeah, look, lady, we got your feminine products. Chill out, all right? Oh, shit. We're going to do that in a moment. I'd like to thank everybody who's listening. You're listening to Madhouse Radio. This is Madhouse Radio, a Carlito birthday special. I'll be turning 29 years old in the eyes of the law in 38 minutes. Looking forward to that. If you want to reach us here tonight.
God, this is a classic, another classic.
If you want to reach us here tonight, you can do so, of course. You can reach me at 1-888-278-8509. And, of course, the Yahoo and AOL Instant Messengers are activated. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. I'd like to give a big what's up to everybody in the chat room over at the Syndicate side, as well as over at the Madhouse side. I see Kokanee, news director for Madhouse Radio, is here. MST3 Clay in the house. DC Log Douche is in the house. Eep Eep, haven't seen him in a while. What's up, man? DC Log Baz is in the house. Of course, Tuck's on the line here with Milkman, and Brandon Vegas, I'm assuming, is around here too, probably still. Yeah. New, Lonesome Losers, ending in numbers. A lot of stuff going on. In Syndicate, Big Outlaw, we talked to Dino earlier, of course. Big Corrupt, who purchased one of the Madhouse CDs, is in the house. Kurt, Machine is in the house. Major Chaos himself, the legend. Crank Master. You know what? I feel like playing, for those of you who don't know exactly who Major Chaos is, if you've never heard of him before or heard what he does or what he does, Milkman, you know about Major Chaos, right? You remember this guy. He's a freaking
yeah, man. The freaking the blue rap.
Yeah,
the
man.
Camperlander.
The freaking legend.
Just play that classic call tonight, man.
Oh yes, the Prankmaster Gangbang.
Classic Gangbang call, man. Celebration. Yeah, for all those that's right. All of you that haven't heard that, man, y'all stay tuned because that is a real treasure treat. For all you that are wanting a nice laugh on the mad ass.
I swear on my life, my mother's life, my grandmother's life, everybody that I know, that I never fondled, molested, looked at naked, exposed myself to, or did anything inappropriate with an underage child.
And I can't do anything, dude, because everybody still believes the fucking Zoldar.
I believe it. You know why I believe that that something happened? The fact that number one, that your mom says it. I don't put a whole lot of weight in that because I know your mom is a big crazy drunk. But the fact that you disappeared for a couple days, and the fact that when Zoldar and I were over there and we were about to talk about what you got arrested for, you took us off the air because you knew exactly what we were going to say.
Dude, I didn't cut you off here.
You cut us off the air.
No, dude.
There's no denying. I saw you cut us off the air. You killed the
stream. No, I didn't, dude. The thing disconnected itself.
You're making shit up.
No, I'm not.
You took us off because you knew we were going to say what you were arrested for.
No, I didn't, dude. And no, I didn't cut you off the air.
If it were me and I were innocent, I would be like, okay, what are they going to say I was arrested for? I would be curious about it. I wouldn't take it off the air. But you knew what we were going to say because you knew what you were arrested for and you're ashamed of what you did.
I didn't do anything. And no, I didn't know that you were going to say.
Well, it doesn't matter what you did. I think you need to find a new place to hang out because nobody believes you. I don't even believe you.
Well, that's just a taste of what that is. I'm not going to play because it's a KDK thing, you know. I don't want KDK to go off accusing me. Oh, you're capping me.
Yeah.
I am. I made you, Carlita.
Okay, fuck it.
Whatever. All right, cool. Let's. What were we doing again? That's
you
right.
You're giving me my love exposure tonight. You gotta admit.
Yeah, that's enough. Who? KDK who?
The following is an exclusive.
We'll be right back with the next prank call tonight.
MadhouseLive.com.
I'm going to call the pasta fool here before we call the hotel back. Let's give them a little time to relax. So just a moment. Pasta fool coming up in a moment.
Recover.
Dingle Residence. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is Dingle Residence?
Is this Dick Dingle?
Yeah. What do you want?
I have a question for you.
Yeah?
What is your favorite potato chip?
What is this call about? Why are you calling me this late at night?
We have created a new product called Dingle Chips, and it's a combination of...
Well, you got a speech impediment, boy? Can you speak? Act like you just molested a 9-year-old, you fucking child-molesting fucking idiot. You just got fucking owned, you fat bitch. What do you have to say about that? Why don't you take your fucking hearing aids out? Oh, I'm speechless, huh? Go.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What happened?
It was some asshole.
All right, well, we don't want to deal with assholes, I suppose. That would suck. What else we got? I can call.
No, I think it was somebody from the chat room. It was obviously somebody who listened to you.
Milkman, who's this from?
This right here says Parker.
Parker.
Tallulah's
Yes, Ron?
Hi, is this the pasta place?
Yes, it is.
Hey, do you guys have any wheat pasta, like a substitute?
We do carry gluten-free pasta. Is that what you mean?
Oh, God, you know, I call all the time every week and ask about gluten. Nobody has any idea what I'm talking about. If I eat gluten, my sugar rises, my salt falls, and I collapse on the floor, and I have a twitch. I'm like, you ever hear of someone?
We have gluten-free pasta. We also have whole wheat pasta.
Okay, well, what do you recommend better for this problem that I got?
What's your problem?
Well, if I eat too much of the carbs, you know, I go.
If you can't eat carbs, then I would.
But wheat.
I don't know if that's. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
But wheat pasta doesn't have carbs. It has wheat, not.
The whole wheat pasta.
Yeah, it's carb free.
Whole wheat pasta. Well, it's wheat, so there are. It's all carbs, but your gluten. I don't know. I'm just telling you what we have.
Listen. I got a pamphlet right here. All right. It says, carb friendly wheat pasta, gluten free.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I got the gluten free. I got the wheat one here, both next to me. My wife went in and picked it up earlier. I'm just trying to make sure which is the one I'm supposed to eat. She asked for the one that wasn't going to make me, you know. So.
Oh, well, okay, so she did it. I'm very confused. You've already ordered food here?
Yeah, I already got it. Excuse
okay.
me, I had to think. Yeah, I already got it, but I'm trying to make sure she got the one that was safe for me, but we're not sure which one because they're not labeled right.
Are they both the same?
Same package, yeah, they're just different colored kind of.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't... should have been marked.
I think it's this one here. Hang on. It's like the brown one, right? Let me see. Let me try it. Hang on. Let me... Uh-oh.
Oh, come on, buddy. Hello. I don't know what this guy is talking about.
Yeah. Old popcorn. It's all stale. Let's get off the line here.
I don't know what the fuck that was about. Just wanted to make weird noises,
yeah,
I suppose.
Cute.
Anyway. Yeah, Zolar's like, you just wanted to... Yeah, you're right, Zolar. No, I was just hungry. Just wanted to cheat on my diet.
That was good. She didn't know what to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, you know.
I'm not a doctor. What is he? Spock over there. Yeah, a lot of, who wants to call in? Is it Big Outlaw or Kurt? Who wants to call in? Someone said they want to call in. Call in, bro.
Hey,
yeah, I see.
Call that number I sent you earlier, man.
Oh, you know who's in the chat room right now? M is in the chat room. She's got the most prettiest eyes. I used to see her when she was on, when we were on Stick Cam and Syndicate. Oh my god, that girl has like the most beautiful eyes in the world. I sit there and was lost for a day.
This is Madhouse Radio. Who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Outlaw.
What's
out,
up, Big
buddy?
Outlaw? What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm just fucking hanging out, loving your show, man.
Love it.
You're doing a great job tonight, man.
Like it, love it, live it, man.
Yeah, I see it, man.
Hell yeah. How you been?
I've been hanging out, man.
Yeah.
You know, I want to tell everybody a little story. You know, I was working over here today, and one of my foremen came up to me and said a woman was yelling out in an apartment complex.
Okay.
And I went over to it, and she sure was hollering for help. And I opened up the door. She had a compound fracture
Oof.
Of her leg.
Oof.
Gross as hell, bleeding all over the place, and I had to call 911 and all that shit.
A compound fracture is when the bone sticks out, right? Or is that?
Yeah, the fucking bone was like sticking way out of the fucking leg.
I can't see shit like that.
Fucking doubt you. I hadn't seen anything like that in a while.
Oh, that would
be nothing worse.
Yeah, when I was 18, in my neighborhood, there was this kid. He was on his bike. And was riding his bike on the side of the road in our neighborhood, and this guy was coming in his pickup truck, and the kid fell over towards the road right at the same moment as the pickup truck was passing him, and he hit him in the head with his bumper, and oh my god, it was the craziest thing. Like his skull was cracked, and you could see his brain starting to like seep out. That that was horrible. That freaked. Poor kid was crying so much. I felt bad for him. They had a helicopter him out of there and everything. Helicopter landed in the middle of the neighborhood and everything to get him out of there. Poor kid. He was okay, but man, it was just to see his brain, like his brain was like see like his abscess or not his abscess, but like his gray matter was showing. Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that freaks me. Yeah. So yeah. So you called 911. You were the hero of the day, huh?
No, I wasn't a hero of the day, but I, fucking walked into a bunch of shit that I didn't want to walk into.
Yeah, ain't that how it always works? Yeah, ruins your day, too, huh? But you had some big plans, and then you had to call 911.
Yeah.
Sit around. Good deal. Good deal. Good deal. Good
hey, you got a number to call up? Let's do a prank call.
Oh, yeah.
Let me kick someone up, man.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see what we got here, brother. We just did Pasta Fool. We got the Looney Tunes Bar in PA. We've got Rude Dog's Bar, that's in California, and we got the Grumpy Gringo Mexican Restaurant in Colorado. I also got a liquor store if you're interested.
Let's do a liquor store. How about that?
Okay, I've got the Green Acres Liquor Store in Washington, or the Ocean Shores Liquor Store. You have a preference, or you don't care?
I don't care. I don't care, man.
Okay, we're going to call Green Acres Liquor Store number 666, and that's in Spokane Valley, Washington, and Natalie answered there about an hour ago. You ready for that?
Yes, do it.
Right on, brother man. Hang on a moment. We're going to play some more of this Prankmaster Gangbang for everybody who was enjoying that. One more big outline and prank call.
Hello? Yes, has this been some prank?
Yes, it's been some you wake me. Hello?
Yes, I have a couple questions for you. Do you like milk, sir?
Leche, milk?
No, do you like milk?
No, but I'm a prank master like 9-year-old boys and girls that fucking prick molester.
What the hell?
Can you believe he molested a 9-year-old? Don't know what else about it.
He just hung up again, now he's calling back in.
Poor baby.
Yeah, are you literally trying to get me fucked up around here?
I don't know what the hell's going on with these numbers, man. Milkman, who's sending that in?
That was Zolar. I can tell you right now, that was definitely
that was Zolar.
Was that Zolar?
He's in the chat right now.
What was the area code?
He's in the chat. Nope. For
from
10
a.m. to
8
o'clock p.m.
Monday through
Saturday.
Fuck. They're already closed. You want to try the Mexican restaurant instead?
Okay, let's do the Mexican. Please.
Okay, if you don't notice, I'm PMing you the information as I dial them, so you have an idea. We're on the same page here in case you need to refer to, like, you know, what address it is and such and so on and so forth. There you go. Just a moment. I'm going to do that, folks. We'll try that again. Mexican restaurant called the Grumpy Gringo in Colorado.
Well, hang on, everybody. We're going to try this third time to charm. Just be one moment.
All right. Hello? Hello?
Yeah?
Is this Mark Jameson?
No. It's D.D.
Who is this?
D.D. The dead.
The dick?
The dead, you motherfucking pedo.
Hang up, Colino.
Hello?
I'll go fuck yourself.
Oh, Jesus.
The fucking pedo.
What's with the language?
He's talking to fucking asshole. You...
Colino, hang up.
Alright, hang up.
Fucking
right.
Piece of shit.
You fucking the dick.
Go fuck yourself.
Tell him, Frank, man.
Go fucking 9-year-old to motherfucker.
Da dick, da dick,
go fucking 9-year-old to motherfucker.
Da dick,
da dick, da dick, da motherfucker.
Da dick, da dumb, da dumb.
Go fuck yourself, motherfucker.
Grumpy Gringo, how can I help him?
Yes, hey, I was in earlier, and I was, my wife, we got back, and my wife's over here crapping shit out of her ass. What's up with those beans you have over there?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you're sorry.
Sorry
over here.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, we came in there and ate. Do you have those tomatoes in your
menu that is making everybody sick, right?
No, nobody got sick because they're from California, not from Florida.
Okay, you are sure that they didn't come from another place?
Yes, sir, I'm eating them too.
Okay, my wife is like over here like shitting water out her ass right now. You know, I'm trying
to
figure out what
the
fuck is going on. Yeah, I'll talk to the owner, that's cool.
Okay.
I'll talk to you, whoever.
I'm telling you, I'm eating the same tomatoes and everything is fine, but I can call the owner in just a moment.
We're gonna get real rude with you.
I'm getting grumpy.
Hello? Grumpy Gringo. Hello?
Hello, this is Monty. Can I help you?
Yes, we were in there earlier, and we had tomatoes and all that on there. And I got home, and my wife is over here shitting water out her ass. What's going on over here? Yeah, well, do you have those Simonello tomatoes or whatever?
No, sir, we don't have those.
But you're serving tomatoes, right?
Yes, but they're the Salmonella free ones.
How do you know they're Salmonella free?
They've been checked by the supplier that sends them to us.
Okay, maybe we need to go over and kick his ass. How about that? Huh? He's probably in bed tonight. Well, my wife is over here crapping water out her ass. What are you going to do about that?
I'm sorry to hear that, sir. But all of ours are certified as being free from that because we quit serving the tomatoes until that came back.
Well, obviously it's not working over here because my wife is over here crapping. I'm going to take her to the hospital. She's over here crapping shit out her ass. Water. There's fucking water coming out her ass. Yeah, and she's puking, too. What are you going to do? I mean, what the fuck with, you know, asshole? You saying you're sorry to hear about that, and you need to do something about it, buddy.
The person always gets them there. Well, you got to watch out. I'm trying to light a cigar here. I was hoping you would have 5 more seconds if I had my cigar lit, my man. All right, you want to do another one? I just got one confirmed for G.I. Joe's.
We should call that motherfucker right back.
Do you want
to
call him back?
Place a call, press 1.
We'll do that right now.
Please enter.
You got it? You want it? You got it, brother.
Starting with the area code, followed
I'm
by
gonna,
the pound.
I'm motherfucking smarter than your piece of shit.
Shut up. Shut up, you
fucking 9-year-old raping motherfucker.
Call your hang up, please.
Okay, hang up. That obviously wasn't from Peepers.
Explain that, Milkman. What the hell is going on?
I keep getting all these numbers.
You got that from the dead, didn't you? Okay, well, that makes more sense. He just gave you his
That's probably what it was then. You know.
Hang on. I got a Bruno Vega here in Puerto Rico. In
Yeah, what the fuck? Somebody just fucking hung up on me.
You start swearing to me and you start calling me. I'm not
man.
You.
Listen here, dude. My wife over here.
You would have stayed on had you not cursed at him, you nig-nug. What's wrong with you, outlaw? Nug-nig. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, that fucking asshole. How rude is that motherfucker?
Why are you so Someone frustrated today, tonight, man?
Place a call, press 1.
All right, we're gonna call the Looney Tunes bar. What happened? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, what the hell? I just lost it. Shit.
The phone number entered is invalid. Please re-enter the number.
Yeah. Bruno Vega, Beverly Hills, Guaynabo, Puerto Rico.
Bruno Vega, okay.
Hey, hello? Hola?
Yes.
Hola? Hello? Is it Bruno?
Yes. Is this Bruno Vega?
Si.
Looney Tunes Bar.
Well, what do you want?
Hello?
Coming up.
Okay.
Looney Tunes.
Hey, how are you doing tonight? I was over there earlier and some gay person came over and hooked up on me.
What?
I was over in the bathroom and some damn gay guy come over there and tried to hook up on me.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, honey, you need to open your ears up over here.
Yeah. I will later.
Hey, baby.
Here you go.
Hello?
She's gone, Outlaw.
My fuck.
Damn it, man. Why haven't you ever called into the show before? Are you calling everybody's show? You never call into the Carlito show. What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm going to call into your show every time. How about that?
You should, my friend. Hey, I got to move on. I got to do some more calls, all right?
All right, man.
All right, Outlaw. Don't be a stranger, man.
All right, man.
My man, Outlaw. Peace out, brother.
That is Big Outlaws, everybody. Let's play some more of this Prank Master deal.
Yes. Have you heard of the new product called Prank?
What do you say?
Have you heard of the new product called Prank?
I don't understand you. You speak clearly, please.
Have you heard of the new product called Prank?
No. Have you heard of chastity belt for a fucking 9-year-old? You fucking child molesting son of a bitch. You fucking son of a bitch. You child molesting motherfucker. You a piece of shit, man. Why you fucking not in jail,
Alito,
you son of a bitch? You hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, little baby. Oh, I can't take it. Yeah, you can dish it up, but you can't take it, you fucking cockroaches, cocksuckers. You motherfucking piece of shit. Are you finished yet? I'm going to put a dick right in your mouth, you fucking little faggot. You...
He's already calling back. Here I go. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
I told you to stretch it.
Four calls in a row.
You should have stretched it, man. Oh, my God.
I couldn't help it, dude. I couldn't help it. It's
that's great. That was great. Oh,
he's like, hang up, Carlito. Hang up, Carlito.
You're on a bad out.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really frustrated, man.
No, I'm really pissed off.
I can't believe that my fans would do this to me and to you. My show, my own fans would give me numbers like this. They're giving you their own phone number. Yeah. And, you know. I feel betrayed. I feel like, you know, it's like Pearl Harbor all over again. Hello?
Hello?
Hang up, Carlito. It's still there.
He knew my fucking girl voice. You 9-year-old prick. I even used a different phone number, Carlito. I'm using my cell phone on my friend now.
Zola, how could you do this?
Sorry to keep fucking up your show, dude, but this
God.
Little fucking molest is killing everybody.
Well, Zola, you're hurting me. Seriously, stop fucking fucking something. You have no life.
Hey, listen. Sue me, okay?
I love.
Please do. Make me famous.
I'll sue you for the harassment. The show's over. Thank you, Zola. And he laughs like that, Prankmaster. I don't know. I don't know. You're good. Look, I'm going to go. I'm going to call KDK now. I got to discuss some stuff with him and see what I'm going to do. Make some prank phone calls. I've been talking to Ted and everything, and I think I might talk to him tonight. So that's it. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Frank. All right, dude, you know, tell Ted that I said hey. Tell KDK I said hey. Okay, yeah. Well, thank
you. All righty. That's a blast from the past right there. All right, everybody. I need to take.
That was a classic, dude.
I need to take a piss like it's nobody's business. I got to take a break. I haven't taken a break in like a month on this show, but I need to. With permission from the syndicate people, I would like to keep going past my normal time of 12 midnight, unless anybody else is coming on
after. It's a birthday special.
Yeah, cool. Mark Hahn says do it, but he's not in charge here. If anybody else is coming on after me, let me know. If not, I'll extend it. I feel like pranking. Not tired at all. Had a lot of caffeine today. Excuse me. In the meantime, when we do come back from this break, we have some more numbers to call. We've got G.I. Joe's Rack and Rig. We have the Rude Dogs Bar that we didn't call earlier. I don't think we ever called it, right? No, we still have to call that. Milkman, you've sent in a lot of numbers, too. We also have the hotel from earlier that we called with Zolar.
A couple of homos.
Homos. All right. Yeah.
Okay, fuck it.
Let's do that.
Yes, some redneck named Red Dog and Pink, dude.
Oh, yeah, Sookie's sookie now. All right, we're going to do that. And your requests and calls here, be sure to visit madhouselive.com during the break. Keep listening. Send in your request to AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, and MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. And the toll-free line will be in effect as well. We'll get that number out after the break. Don't call now. You can't get in. You can't call in now. No, no, no.
Don't
you dare.
Waste your time.
Don't waste your time. I'm going to make a sandwich.
But be listening.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have some calls to George. He had a computer over here, man. It got broke down on Brokeback Mountain, the extended cut. This is going to be a good one, guys.
Oofa.
You dare miss it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. Yeah, so as I said, we'll be right back in a moment.
Gmails.com.
All right, so we'll be back in about four or five minutes, everybody. It's 11:48 p.m.
That's yourguysaction.com.
Eastern, Thursday, June the 19th. We'll be right back in just a moment. Madhouse Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
New thank you.
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Yeah. And you say Shy City, Shy City, Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then?
Fuck you, big motherfucker.
All right. We're back, everybody. Madhouse Radio for another little bit. Some more prankage here, everybody. I heard Kanye West pissed some people off at Bonnaroo this week. He didn't show up for his set until 4:25 a.m. He was due to be out there at 2:30 a.m. He showed up at 4:25 a.m. for his song, and he got booed off stage. I like Kanye, but dude, you got to be on time. Don't be a lazy dude, man. If you're gonna a concert,
I would be so
I paid good money to go to a concert and the motherfucker showed up 2.5 hours late.
Pulling the diva act.
Yeah, I'm late. Man, 2.5 hours late. There's no fucking excuse. All those people. Well, I guess in Bonnaroo they pay for the whole week or something like that. How does Bonnaroo? What is it? Like,
you ain't that great.
Isn't it a whole bunch of hippies that like camp out
Bonnaroo,
and stuff?
Yeah, it's like a hip. Yeah, it's a big old. It's across the river from me, over here in Tennessee.
Yeah,
it's like a big old hippie fest kind of thing to film.
I heard Metallica tore it up there.
Oh, Metallica tore it up, did they really? Yeah, good. Good for them. Good for them. You know, I think we need to bring someone down a few pegs. For those of you who you know, we got Major Chaos, aka Prankmaster, who thinks that people here, we don't forget. You know, we forgive. We never forgive you, homeboy, but we don't forget. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna find here real quick the admission. I know for a fact that this guy here, he admitted that he did what he did. Let's find that audio real quick. Let's see where he actually. This is, and I want to apologize. This is KDK Audio. This is his show stuff here.
Hello, how are you doing?
But most importantly, I want to report that there is a pedophile here who's amongst us, and we need to oust him as soon as possible. Yeah, right. They're in a poorhouse, and they want to get Prankmaster's millions. That's enough of that. Who cares, right? The love rat.
It was big blue rap.
Oh, shit. The Dead says he's going to call in, everybody. You guys are wondering where the Dead is. The Dead's talking to me now. He said he's going to call in a moment.
Yay, D-D.
Double D. Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to say, you know, this is the kind of people, you know, this is Prankmaster, Major Chaos, whatever. He thinks he wants to reinvent himself and come on. I don't want to start beef with anybody, but this guy's a piece of trash. That's all I'm saying. He's a convicted child molester. The only reason he doesn't carry a sentence with him is because he was a minor when it happened. But he admitted, and later on Zolar's show, actually the night before KDK did his heinous act, he admitted that he did it intentionally. This is a man who molested a 9-year-old girl on a beach in front of the girl's dad. Yeah, if you know, do with that as you wish. That's all I have to say. Right? Do with it as you people wish. Okay. Anyway.
That's disgusting that some person could do that.
He's a jerk off, that guy. He's and the list goes on and on and on about how
he's a pedo.
Yeah, he's a pedo. Okay. Anyway. So
we can do it, pedo.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I'm 29 years old, everybody. All right. Yeah. My birthday. I didn't even realize. All right. Hey, it's time. Thank you, everybody. Okay. So it's time. It's finally time for me to open up my gifts here. My gift, Athena says she packed me a birthday bag. My real gifts are, you know, tomorrow I'm going to be going to my parents' house. Oh man, my mom is gonna cook some home cooking. You know what I'm gonna have, man? My mom said, "What do you want to eat, Carlito?" And I said, "Mom, you know I want my favorite food. I don't know if anybody out there knows what mofongo is. I'm Puerto Rican. Mofongo. If you've never, it sounds funny. It sounds disgusting when you hear it said, mofongo. But man, that is some good stuff. Mofongo is like a mashed plantain." And it's all garlicky and oniony and oily. Oh
yeah.
God!
And she's gonna
make the fried pork, Puerto Rican style pork. Oh man! And then she's making my favorite style Puerto Rican rice is I'm gonna get the rice with shrimp, Puerto Rican style shrimp fried rice. Oh man, you can't beat that. Arroz con camarones, man. Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Or anyway, gift time, everybody. Yeah, so my
You're
real gifts.
Styling,
I'm going to get the really good gifts. You know, Athena, you know, we're kind of, you know, we're college students, you know, if me and Athena are in some financial situation now. The sweet, I love her so much. She went out and she spent some money today and she made me a birthday. I told her, you know what, Athena, don't get anything big this year. Give me a few things that come from the heart. The one rule is nothing electronic because every year, you know, and for Christmas and for birthday and all that stuff. And for Father's Day, she always gets me something that's, like, electronic. I ask her, yeah, I need, you know, I want an iTrip, or I want my iPod, or this and that. So this time, she wanted to get something that wasn't electronic, because she always ends up getting something that she has no idea what it is. So anyway, here we go. Let's take a look and see what I got from Athena here. I swear to God, I've kept it here all night. Have not looked at it. Let's find out. Let's see here. Get this stuff out of here. Let's see what I got first. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. I got a book. Lies My Teacher Told Me. Oh, I see, this is a book I've been asking for right here. Everything Your American History Textbook Got Wrong. Awesome. The Washington Post, powerful and important, deserves to become an instant. I've heard about this book and I've seen it. I've read parts of it at Borders, drinking my coffee. One of my pastimes on Sunday morning. On Sunday mornings, I like to go to Borders. I get myself a large iced coffee with some cinnamon and nutmeg in it, and I grab a few magazines and a book, and I read, you know, for a few hours. I take my laptop with me, and I edit some pranks and stuff like that right there at the shop. So this is cool. This is basically like they break down like everything in American history that isn't reported. So that's that right there. That's pretty cool. Awesome. Athena's sleeping. She has to work tomorrow. She's already in bed. And there's that book right there. Lies. Milkman, I'll send you a copy of that when you're done. Milkman, cut it out, man. All right, knock it off. Let's see what else we got here. Ooh, I got
that wasn't
stuff.
Me, man. Don't blame it on me.
Jew motherfucker. Yeah, it was. Right, let's see what else we got here. Reverse.
One night that we had her playing on the air that she was snoring, we played it on the air.
Oh, my God, yeah. With that crazy fucker? Yeah, that was funny. Man, I miss crazy fucker. Oh, I wanted to say I did. You know what? I tracked down crazy fucker's number. I had his real name. I tracked down his phone number. I called and the lady said, yeah, we keep getting calls for this guy. I have no idea who he is. He moved away. This isn't his number anymore. Stop calling. I'm like, all right, fine. So I'm officially saying unless Crazy Fucker shows up one day, if he needs to contact us, we have lost Crazy Fucker. He's gone. So hopefully Crazy Fucker.
He's in Folsom State here.
In Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. Okay.
Yeah.
Reversing Diabetes. By Julian Whitaker, M.D. Reduce or even eliminate your dependence on insulin or oral drugs. Okay, this is a book on reversing diabetes. What's this about? It's got a bunch of recipes in it. Stuffed zucchini. Oh, that sounds fun. Half a cup of tofu cut into small cubes.
1 clove garlic minced, 1 teaspoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon low-sodium soy sauce, 2 medium... Fuck that shit. I'm going to throw this out. Fuck that. Bullshit. All right, what else we got here? Sugar-free Hershey's caramel-filled chocolates. All right. Hey, there you go. All right, I'll take that. I'm going to have one of those right now. There we go. Sugar-free Hershey's caramel-filled chocolates. Let's see how these taste. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hopefully, ooh, that looks good. The Hershey's sugar-free stuff is usually pretty good. Let's try this here. Let's see what I think. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right, good. I'll take that. Good deal.
There you have it, Jack Masterson.
Not bad. All right, see what else we got here. I got a bunch of stuff here. What's next? All right. Sugar-free Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, my favorite candy. Ooh, yeah. Sugar-free miniature... Open one here. All right, let's see. This is any good. I've never had a sugar-free Reese's. I didn't know they made sugar-free Reese's. Let's try that out here. Oh, this is good. Oh, that caramel? That is some good stuff right there. I'm going to have to eat a bunch of those. All right, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm making a mess here. That's pretty good. All right, I'll give that an A. So far, so good. One bag gift of the whole box. Let's see what else we got here. I got three more things in here. Let's see. Damn, she's got so much. Look at this. She put, like, Easter stuff in here. Come on, this is an Easter. Here's another book. 185 Stupid Things Republicans Have Said by Tim Router. All right, cool. Includes hilarious commentary by such well-known and beloved Republicans as George W. Bush, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Newt Gingrich, and Dan Quayle, and more. Let's see where we're going to see. Okay. John McCain, presidential candidate on France. France is like an aging actress of the 1940s. She's still dining out on her looks, but doesn't have the face for it. I don't get it. All right. George W. Bush in 2001. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. Ha, 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 you stupid shit. What else is in here? Let's see. One more joke. These are real quotes by Republicans. All right. George W. Bush in 2002. Reading is the basics for all learning. There you go. George W. Bush, 48th president. What's he at? I don't know. Whatever it is. All right. That was all right. Cool. What else we got here? Okay. Two more gifts. Saigon says those gifts aren't good. You know what, asshole? I'm poor, all right? I'm happy. Athena made these with me for like, ooh, this is wrapped up and, ooh, all right, let's see what this is. I think this is a cigar. Let's see what this is here. I'm supposed to play a timpani roll while I do this. Right, let's see what this is here. Ah, damn it. Enough wrapping here, Athena. Jesus Christ. If I could fucking open this. God, I hate it when people wrap things all. Jesus. This is taking too long. This is either a pencil or a cigar or something. I'm willing to bet you this is a cigar. What's your bored talk? Huh? You bored because it's not your birthday? You didn't get any gifts? When's your birthday, Tuck?
I haven't had my birthday for a long time.
Just because your birthday's on the leap day, you only get a birthday every 4 years, sucker. All right. It is a cigar. What do we got here? That is a Cohiba cigar. Awesome. All right, cool, man. That's cool. That's Fidel Castro's favorite smoke right there.
A Cohiba.
Cohiba. Those are nice cigars.
Cohiba.
And the last gift of the night. What's this? All right, check it out. Got myself a new tobacco pipe. Awesome. Check. Ooh, that's a nice one too. It's like a nice hard wood. Oh, look at that. Yeah, cool. Good deal, yeah, because I'm a tobacco pipe tobacco smoker now. You know the problem with this? Oh, see, it's one of those pipes that when you put it on the table, it falls right over, though. It doesn't have a flat bottom. Oh, that sucks. I just got to make sure I balance it whenever I put it down. I'm gonna load this up here with some tobacco. Right, I got a little bit of Gentleman's Choice fine cured Cavendish here. Gonna load that up now for the rest of the show. We're almost done with the show, actually. Well, we had a lot of good pranks tonight. We had a good night. Been having fun here tonight.
Call those numbers I sent in there, B.
Yeah. We got to do some calls. I'm going to have another one of those Reese's ones. Those are good. Reese's, sugar-free Reese's peanut butter cup. I got to be careful because those sugar alcohols, I know Baz is listening. He'll let you know. They go right through you. You have too many of that sugar-free stuff sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be right there, man. Right there. Anyway, who's on the satellite? Milkman, Tuck, who else? I don't even have the screen up in front of me. I want to thank everyone who's still listening here with us. This is Madhouse Radio. Baz is here. Good deal. And Baz, Milkman, and Tuck. Awesome, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, yo.
All right, let's...
Look like it.
Having a good night here. All right, let's move on. Let's do some more pranks. Let me see what... And let me clear the... In a chat room, a lot of people talking about... A lot of people are talking about Prankmaster, a.k.a. whatever his name is now. That's cool. Nunu wants the dead to call in.
That is so sweet for you.
Hello? Hello?
Well, somebody was calling in. Who was calling in? Someone was calling in blocked. Well, we don't take block callers here, sir. Sorry, we don't take block callers here. The guest 3092 says, Carlito, more pranks. You got it, man. I'm on it right now. That was Douche who was calling in, all right? Lonesome Loser sent in, we had the numbers from before. We got some UK numbers here also. Awesome. I'll need an international call, an international card if we're going to do those. All right. Take the damn call, whatever.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
What's up, Carlito?
Who's this, Jonathan?
Yeah, this is Jonathan.
Dude, where you been at, man?
I've been busy working.
Wow, so how are things, man?
Pretty good.
Good deal. Happy birthday to me, huh?
Yeah, happy birthday. And my birthday is just right around the corner. It's on Monday.
On Monday? Wow, look at that. See, birthday central, man. My birthday's today. Zolar birthday on Saturday. And then 2 days after that. Big Jonathan turning 18, man. Awesome. Happy birthday. 18 years young, man.
Actually, I'm turning 49.
I know. I'm just kidding. The oldest listener in Madhouse Radio and the original first caller of the show is Jonathan. Any plans for Monday, man? What you got going on?
Jonathan, is that old?
Well, I'm going to be busy on Monday. Going out of town Tuesday through Thursday. I'm going to Tampa.
Yeah? Okay. Are you going to Tampa? We should meet up, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Busch Gardens.
You go there a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, you know what today? They got the billboards all over Orlando. I don't know if where you live they got them. I doubt it. But over here in Orlando, man, the billboards all over the place. The Simpsons ride. They got Homer Simpson on a big billboard. And I'm really excited. I really want to do the Simpsons ride, man. They took out Back to the Future, the ride, which is like my favorite ride, man. Back to the Future, I watched that movie every day when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. Well, not even. I was younger than that. I was like 6, 7, 8 years old or whatever. I would watch like every day when I came home from school. I watched Back to the Future, and it was an awesome ride, but it got really aged. They never updated it, and they yanked it out. And now they have they put in the Simpsons ride instead now, which I guess if they're going to get rid of Back to the Future, I would have it no other way. If the Simpsons ride is the best next thing, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Do you like, what's your favorite theme park in Orlando? Do you like Disney? Do you like Universal or SeaWorld? Or what's do you like the Busch Gardens in Tampa?
Well, there's two favorites. I like Universal and Busch Gardens.
What's your favorite ride at Universal?
That new Mummy ride.
Oh, that Mummy ride, that's right. They got rid of King Kong, I know you're a fan of King Kong. They put in the Mummy ride, which is, it's like an indoor roller coaster kind of thing. I don't like the Mummy because it stops halfway through. Like, you're going, you're real fast, you know what I mean? And then it just stops. And then there's fire everywhere. You see the Mummy comes out, and it's cool because the whole ceiling catches on fire, you know what I mean? Like, there's fire all around you, and then you drop down straight, and then you finish the ride. But it's anticlimactic when you're in a roller coaster and it just stops, then it's tracks. You know, if you're going to go on a roller coaster, go a balls to the wall. But definitely, my favorite roller coaster in Orlando is the Dueling Dragons over at Universal at the Islands of Adventure. Oh, man. The best one is the fire one. You got to sit in the front. You got to get in the front, and you sit on that Dueling Dragons right there. Oh, man, that is an awesome, awesome. And the whole coaster is pretty good, too, as a matter of fact. Know what I mean? Blitz says he goes to Busch Gardens so he can walk the park with his eyes closed. Really? I don't know. I've only been to Busch Gardens once in my life. It was about 15 years ago. It's just, I don't know, something about that, I don't know, something about Tampa, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a weird town. I'm kind of jealous of Tampa, you know, we're right across the way in Orlando, and all we have is the NBA team, all we have is the Magic. They get the baseball team that sucks, but they got the Bucks also, you know what I mean? They got a lot of stuff that we don't get here. Blitzcase says Tampa sucks almost as much as Orlando. That's right. Truso, what about Miami? Miami is awesome. I love going to Miami. My favorite hotel on South Beach is the Tudor. It's a very old hotel that's been redone. It used to be visited by Frank Sinatra and people like that back in the day. It's an affordable and a very nice hotel right on the strip, right on Collins Avenue. If anybody goes to South Beach on a trip, whether you live in Florida, if you ever take the trip down, if you're looking for a good hotel to stay at, I recommend the Hotel Tudor, which I believe is on the corner of Collins and 3rd or something like that. Saigon says South Beach is a big spring break. Yeah, and that happened recently, within the last few years. Everyone wants to go to, you know, South Beach is a big... You know, South Beach never... Have you ever been to South Beach, Jonathan?
No, I haven't.
South Beach never... Like, the party never stops. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's a line to get in the club. Like, literally, like, nonstop, all the time. Club, if you're into clubs and stuff like that. But regardless, Miami Beach is beautiful. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and you, I'm going to take you... We're going to go to South Beach. We're going to have a good old time. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I wish we could do that. That sounds like fun, right?
Well, seriously, we got to meet up. You know, me, you, and who else is in Tampa out here? Hook Nose is in Tampa, too. You ever watch Hook Nose show here on Syndicate?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's in Tampa, man. You should look him up. You should have a big show. Me, Jonathan, and Hooknose are going to do a show together one day. You watch. But seriously, I've been talking to Hooknose. I talked to him recently about, you know, doing a show together since we're so close together. You know, inviting him here to this studio on a Thursday night. Or maybe me going to his studio on a Saturday night. I think it would be kind of cool to do like a, you know, like, you know, when me and Sean Ward did a show together, we had a lot of fun. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I keep saying know what I mean, you know? But, yeah. You know what I mean.
the part that I want to go to is that new Gatorland that just opened up.
Yeah, because the other one burnt down. Remember that? Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, Gatorland, it's fun, man. It's just, you think it's just gators, but they have snakes there, too. And they got, like, big tortoises that are huge. And they got some pretty cool shows. They're telling me to get rid of Cam 3. What's up with Cam 3? How do I get rid of Cam 3? Oh, my God. Look at that. They're making Emmy Rose look... Who is that? I can't read that. And then that is Hugh. Okay, hang on. And how do I've never banned anybody on here. Hang on. Let's see how you do that. I don't know how to do that. How do you kick a cam? Someone tell me how you kick a cam. I have no idea how to do it. I'm right-clicking on it, and it gives me the flash stuff. Hover the cam spot. Okay. And now what? And exit out. I don't see an X one. Oh, duh, I'm in the wrong one. Let me go to the right one here. Hang on. All right, Jonathan, so what else is going on? What can you tell us? People want to know.
Well, just the same old bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just taking it easy on driving buses and stuff.
Yeah? Okay, well, good. Man, keep your maintenance down, you know. Don't get any wrecks. You got into that wreck last year.
Yeah, and that really threw me out for a while.
Hurt your back?
Yeah, when I'm having back surgery and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you got the meds, you know, the pain meds. I should have gotten a beer while I was on break. Fuck me. Now I can't get drunk. Bullshit. Anyway, all right, Jonathan, say hi to your fans and listeners real quick. We got to move on. We got to do some pranks. I'm getting tired. I'm going to be, kicking the show off here pretty soon.
I want to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and hope y'all have a great weekend. All
right, Jonathan. Peace out, bro.
Oh.
Try to make it in for the first call next week, all right? We miss that. It was always great to have you as a first caller.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, brother. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
That's Jonathan, everybody.
Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan. Yay. All right, Milkman, call your numbers, you say. Okay. We'll do that. Milkman, do you have any? Do you have a? Do you have a international phone card that we can do to call Britain? Have anything with you that we can use to call the you know the Commonwealth of the British Isles, whatever it's called? You know what I mean? That'd be good.
I don't have any international card at the moment, man.
Oh, shit. Well, if we find one, we can call the UK. Anyway, and look, yeah, look at that girl Lizzie Poo is back online on the cam. That Dominican-looking girl. I don't know who I'm talking about, but she's got that look. You know that dark Dominican look.
Somebody wants to call in here. I've got a message for you.
Yeah. We got another caller.
Somebody asked if they could give you a call.
Yeah. That girl, she's got some big earrings, though, man. Those Dominican girls like earrings.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
A big set of earrings.
Hello. Who's that? Okay.
Hello.
Okay, let's hurry up and do a call before someone else calls in. We're calling. Hello. Hello, damn you, son of a bitch. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, who's this? Hello. Oh, fuck me.
Retard's calling in now, aren't we? There we go. Finally cleared the line. Okay, we're going to call. We're calling Iradija Termichichi. I don't know who that is, but we're calling him now. Hang on, everybody. Next prank call tonight's coming right up. Thank you for your patience.
Welcome. Please enter your PIN number.
Don't worry, Milkman. I'm going to do your call next.
I promise. I won't forget to do your call next. There. You know me, I forget. What the hell are you saying? Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, someone just called me from this number. It was sounding like the Frankenstein is going, who was that?
What is your name?
This is Valente. Someone called from this number, and just they left a message on my answer machine, and the guy was like,
No.
Is everything okay? Do you have a reporter problem with your toilet?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from for Termichi.
For who?
I'm calling from Iraj Termichi.
Where are you calling from? Who are you?
I'm calling from L.A. And we got a call here. Someone left a weird message, and we're calling to follow up.
No, everything is okay. But what organization are you?
I'm with Valente and Associates. My name is Jack Valenti.
No, everything is okay.
Well, who made this bad noises on the phone?
I don't know.
Who's in the back? That's the person in the back. Ask them why they did that now.
No, everything is okay. I don't know. Who call you? I don't know.
Nothing is okay because I hit star 69, and I got you back. She doesn't want to admit it, but she knows she made a mistake. I'm going to call her right back. Damn you, I know you're listening.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, Milkman, hey.
Somebody wants to call in, man.
Okay, let me hang out the phone.
Somebody wants to call in, and a special guest.
Who's calling in? Reclude? I saw him yesterday. Hey, we played a Reclude prank earlier. On the break,
now,
did you hear that?
Now, call now.
Hurry up and call in now, motherfucker.
Yeah, it was good, man, I heard that.
Yeah, Reclude likes he'll do pranks during the week and he'll send them to me. It's pretty cool. Oh, fuck if I can reconnect this.
Hello, Madhouse Radio.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to you. A happy birthday, Carlito. Happy birthday to you.
All right, sweet kisses. How you doing, sweetheart? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Thanks very much. That's the best birthday song I've had this year so far.
I tried to sound like Marilyn Monroe.
I was about to say, were you wearing a really tight dress and everything?
Those, man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It was blowing up in the air. Oh, everywhere.
Through the great. That's a good movie. The 7 Year Itch. Oh, I want to see that now. I love that movie. Oh man, did you got the CD? I hope, right?
Yes, I did.
And you did not get the bonus CD with that, I hear.
No, I didn't get that.
I made a mistake. I didn't put it in there. I put it in there. I'm sorry. I'm gonna send you the bonus CD this weekend, okay?
Okay. All right.
Because you wanted the Charlie Patton call, right? Because
there's a lot of people that wants to hear that.
You sent that. You were the one that came from you. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I haven't heard from him in about 7 months.
He didn't pass away. He wasn't really sick.
Yes, well, he was.
He was really sick.
He really was.
I thought
but it wasn't as bad as he said he was.
Yeah, but
he blamed me for him having open heart surgery. But he didn't have open heart surgery. He just wanted me to come and get him.
How can someone be blamed for open heart surgery? He blamed you for him having to have open heart surgery?
Well, he never had the surgery, but he wanted me to feel sorry for him and go to Illinois and pick him up and bring him back to Indiana with me.
What?
I didn't fall for it.
Don't fall for that. He's a user. He's a user, sweet kisses. Don't fall for that stuff.
He was needed. I got rid of him.
You know who's an enabler is Milkman, though. You got to watch out for that.
Oh, I know.
He's an enabler.
That's right.
That's even worse than a user.
Uh-huh. It sure is.
Yeah, it is. So everything's good? How the puppies? Oh, did you get rid of all those puppies you had?
No, I still have 6.
Oh, how old are they now?
Tuesday they'll be 12 weeks old. They'll get to go get their rabies shots.
Oh, really? Do you know Athena's a dog groomer, right? Did I ever tell you that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're going to a dog show on Sunday.
You want me to bring them all down to Florida? And
bring them down? She'll cut them. She'll bathe them. She'll give them line cuts and everything.
I bathed them last week. It was a trip.
Oh, you did? Yeah, make sure you don't let their hair get matted or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Everything else is good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. All right.
Well, my birthday's in 2 weeks.
Oh, you too? God, everyone's, you're a Cancer then, right?
Yeah, I'm July 4th.
July 4th, right, because I'm the last day for Gemini, and Cancer's right after that. We're not supposed to get along, us Geminis and Cancers.
I get along with everybody.
Oh, we get along just fine.
Debbie Mansfield.
Oh, yeah. I love that lady. She won't answer the phone either anyway.
No, she won't.
No, she won't. She won't. No.
Oh, my God.
I was listening.
I'll have to find somebody else to get.
Please, find some more crazies. I know you got them out there where you live in Indianapolis. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Happy birthday.
And you too in 2 weeks. Remind me. I'm going to sing happy birthday to you just the same way you did, all right?
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
With the dress on?
Yes, with the dress on camera and everything. You got
all
it.
All right.
I'll do my best Monroe impression.
Okay.
All right. Bye. See ya.
All right, that's good. Thank you, man. Milkman, your old lady over there calling in with a happy birthday. Ooh, there's a lady showing her cleavage on the camera, and her name is Veracity. God, this is the best birthday ever. Wow, nice. Nice. Having a good time here.
All right.
Lots of ladies.
And it's all those idiots, man, that I can't remember. You got that redneck guy, man.
Okay, you're right.
You got the two homos out here in California.
That's right. Okay, hang on. Let me take a look at that.
Everybody
here.
Wants to hear you call the homos here because everybody here knows them.
All right,
everybody
want
to hear the homo call?
Yeah!
They got a whole room full of people here wanting to hear who you call the homos because we know the homos.
Don't you guys have to work or something?
They wear diapers right now. You know, they're wearing those D-pants. Yeah.
Bunch of slackers.
Everybody out here is listening.
All right, hang on. Let me see. Okay,
hell,
so we
man.
Got two.
That's what we get paid for.
Okay, so who are the homos?
Nothing.
Who are the homos again? I got two fags that will answer. Gay brothers, big Lakers fans. Ah, losers. Celtics. Congratulations to the Celtics.
Big Lakers fags, yeah.
Finally, the East Coast comes through. And big fashion, 80s style.
They'll get really upset if you start with that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, were there a lot of pissed off people over there? You're in L.A.
Don't make fun of our Lakers.
Were there a lot of pissed off people over there when the Lakers lost the other day? 40 points, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of upset people, lost money, and there was a lot of jubilant people, too, as well.
Oh, my God.
The latent Texas idiots, most of them weren't happy because Texas lost. So they're like, oh, boy, the Lakers lost, too.
No kidding, but dude, I'm just going to tell you, man, if the Celtics were going to do it, they tore it up, 40-point game 6. That's, dude, they owned it, man, owned it. And congratulations to Kevin Garnett, well-deserved, finally getting a ring.
I was wondering. They're setting them up, man, and the problem is that they never actually got started with their plan, you know. They set them up all that time, and when they finally got down to it, they never got around to kicking ass.
Okay, they're telling me to block Cam too now. Am I allowed to block Cam too? Is that the deal? All right. Well, I don't know if I can. Who's? Oh, that's that chick again. That Emmy is something or another. All right, here we go. Blocked, removed, dead, out of here, on your ass. Boom.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna call the fags. You say. So, who are these dudes? Big Lakers fans, Tavo and George, or is it Jorge?
Tavo and George. Yeah.
Tavo.
Who are you calling first?
I'm gonna call Jorge. I'm gonna call George. Is it George or Jorge? What does he go by, George or Jorge?
Yeah, Jorge or George, either one.
Those Mexicans don't care what you call him.
He's a big back, Brokeback Mountain fan too.
Okay, all right. All right, hang on. Let's do that, folks. Hang on.
Whose dick do I gotta suck to get a decent lighter around here, Jorge? George.
Yeah.
Hey, man, whose dick do I gotta suck around here to get a lighter?
What?
Whose dick do I have to suck around here to get a frickin' ass lighter that works?
Who's this?
This is a friend of Tavo, man. He told me to give you a call.
A friend of Tavo? Who's this?
This is Valente, Tavo's boy.
Who?
Valente, I'm Tavo's boy. How you doing, man?
Valente. Valente.
I'm a friend of Tavo. You know Tavo, right?
I don't know Tavo. I don't know that guy.
You don't know Tavo. He's your boy Tavo, man.
I don't know that guy.
What are you up to tonight, man?
Working. What's this, man?
I don't know. Are you a top or are you a bottom?
I'm the what?
Are you a top or are you a bottom?
What are you talking about?
Are you a top or a bottom? Do you pitch or you catch it? You go, or you go, how do you like it? But your brother told me to give
a call.
He's gone.
One.
All right.
Listen to your request.
Let me call Tavo instead
press
now.
Press 2. To add
tops and bottoms are in the mouth.
Press 3.
Oh, what happened to George?
For customer service.
He
press
likes Brokeback Mountain. I'll call Tavo now. Oh, my God. Oh, good call, man.
Hey, Veracity, what kind of beer are you drinking over there, woman? Women don't drink beers. Women drink Cosmos and shit.
Hey.
Hey, man, you want a Cosmo?
Huh?
Is this Tavo?
Yeah.
Hey, Tavo, Jorge, George told me to give you a call. What's up, bro?
I don't know who's this.
This is Valente, George's friend. He told me to give you a call.
What would he want to give me a call for?
Are you busy tonight?
Yeah. You want to come along?
I was thinking about it. You like Cosmos?
Yeah.
Or what do you prefer, like martinis or cosmopolitans? What kind of guy are you? Sir?
Hey, ask George. Are you holding his hand?
No. He's got his hand. He wanted to put his hand in my lap, but I sent him a one-man man. Okay?
That's all right. I'm willing to share you with George.
You're going to shoot both of us?
Yeah.
Do you like finger cuffs? You ever try that?
Ask George. He likes glory holes. That's his specialty.
Oh, you know, I stuck my dick in a glory hole once. You know what was on the other side? Mousetrap, man. Oof. Got stuck in there. I couldn't pull it back out. Had to call the police on my cell phone.
I guess you guys ain't got nothing better to do right now at 9 o'clock and call me when I'm trying to sleep.
Well, it's like 12:30 where I live because I'm on the East Coast. But for real, he told me to give you a call. I mean, you know, Cosmopolitans. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
But you're the glory hole master, apparently.
Well, Jordan. What? So George loves us. Apparently he's the one that taught you how to go about glory holes, huh?
Well, he told me the wrong way because I ended up getting my dick half snapped off by a mousetrap, man. You know how embarrassing it is to call the police and you call 911, they're like, 911, police, fire, medical. I'm like, well, medical, but I could use a fireman.
If you got Kent next to you, I'm pretty sure he's assisting you.
No, it's nothing like that, but I'm just saying, it's the most embarrassing thing to stick your penis in a hole expecting a mouth. And you get a mousetrap on the other end, you can't pull it out. You know, the pressure that thing comes down on your hard cock.
I don't know. Grab George's hand and show him the pressure. Let me see him scream.
I tried. He won't do it. He won't do it, man. He's like an ironclad thing. He just doesn't want to get into it at all, man. He's not into it. Do you like Brokeback Mountain?
Right.
You like Brokeback Mountain, though, right?
All right. Well, enjoy your time with Ken and George. Right now, I'm trying to go to bed, buddy.
Well, stay up with me. Come on, talk to me, man.
Place a call. Press 1.
I'm going to call him right back.
Enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
No.
Yo, I got a report about the toilet.
Huh?
I got a report about the toilet. Sir?
To place a call.
That ain't gonna work, milkman.
To listen to your recorded call.
Who are these people? Are they friends of your friends over there?
Oh, my God. Everybody's dying here. They're listening to it on the stream. Call back George real quick, man, and tell him that, you know, you got a message from
Hi, Tavo says if you like Brokeback Mountain.
All right, whatever. I don't know. These inside stories and jokes, not everybody gets it, but sure, I'll do it. Oh, my God, that girl Veracity. Look at that. Not on, man. If I was, like, 100 pounds lighter, I'm telling you, a girl like that, me and her, talking about that. I'll let her shit in my chest.
Madhouse Radio, fucking talk this time. What are you doing?
What the hell's wrong with your phone?
Nothing. You keep calling in and you don't say anything, you douche.
Well, your phone doesn't work properly now.
It works. You keep calling in at the worst moments. What's up with you, man?
And I'm hearing a shadow, too, of myself. What's going on?
No, I'm just here, you know, doing the madhouse thing. Pranking, looking at women on the cam. There's a girl drinking a beer.
Well, why didn't you pick up my calls?
I'm busy, man. You're making people laugh, making people changing lives here. Got time to talk to people in Canada. What's that about, Canada?
Why closing the mouth line?
The mouth line, because I can't afford it, because I keep having to pay for calls from British Columbia or wherever you're from. And how much? It costs like $1 a minute, man.
Really?
Yeah, really.
$1 a minute.
Fuck yeah. Well, I don't think... See, when you call now, it comes up as like DC or something like that, so I think it's okay.
Well, I'm calling from Skype, so it shouldn't make a difference.
So in Skype, you can choose the number you have go out, right? Like, you can choose your caller ID. Like, you can choose a DC number or this or that or whatever.
This guy's boring me.
Look, man. Behave. Hello.
Yo, let's do a prank, Carlito.
Oh, jeez.
I'm
going to
call that hotel up.
You want to call the hotel?
I'm going to call that hotel.
Who are you going to ask for somebody? You're just going to mess with the lady at the hotel?
I want to mess with the lady.
You're going to mess with the lady at the front desk? Maybe it's somebody else by now. Maybe we can actually make something happen. Okay. All righty. All right. Well, here we go. You get one chance. I'm going to move on because this is, it's expensive for you to call in. Let me find the number here. Where is it? Okay. It's at the Millennium Hotel.
When are you going to get your regular...
The regular phone line? I gotta order it first. I'll release the number once it's safe to release the number. For the time being, the toll free line's working. All right. Maybe it'll work. You know, maybe I can keep it around. Keep your fingers crossed. Behave yourself, and I might keep it on just for you. All right.
I can call. It doesn't matter to me. I have Skype.
Oh, whoa! Look at
I
me.
I can call anywhere.
Well, I got Skype too. All right, hang on. We're gonna call the hotel. Don't bore everybody. All right.
Hello. Hello? Huh? Hello? Who's this? Hello? Hello? Is this the Millennium Hotel?
To place a call, press 1.
Wow, man. Weak sauce. You totally fucked that up.
For customer service.
What happened, man?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was like,
are you smoking weed?
The next on wood, right?
Yeah. You know what I heard about British Columbia? I heard you guys have been getting a lot of rain. A lot of rain over there, huh?
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah, according to this news report I got here, let me tell you what it is. Oh man, I got a bunch of requests of pranks that came in Milkman. We never got to them. We got to call this one. William Bryant sent in one. According to this article here, let me find it real quick about marijuana and the pot crop. Apparently, it's all rotting. Yeah, the BC bud is not going to... Yeah, here we go. Cold, wet spring threatens BC bud. Wet weather across British Columbia is threatening profit margins for producers of marijuana, apparently. BC has endured weeks of unreasonable drizzle and gray skies this spring, with temperatures touching record lows in the months of May and June. Growers are worried about mildew killing the seedlings. You know anything about that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to grow some plants in my garden.
Is it legal to grow it over there in British Columbia? Because they make a big deal of how it's, you know, you can grow it or you can buy it there easily. Or is that Vancouver?
No, you can, yeah, I live in Vancouver. You can grow it without getting in trouble.
Really?
But it's not legal.
You can carry and stuff like that without getting in trouble?
No.
So, what do you got, like Mounties over there or something? They pull you over or they're always on a horse? How does that work?
Yeah, man, I got another speeding ticket last Thursday.
That's right, you were going like 160 or something.
No, I got another one after that.
What is wrong? You're going to get your license suspended, man.
I know. I have to talk to the judge about it now.
Man, when I was 19, I got 14 points on my license. Like, I got 4 tickets in 6 months, and I got my license suspended for a whole year, and I had to take a 12-hour class for to get it back. Fucking crazy.
That's gay.
Yeah, it is gay. Fuck Florida, right?
I know.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know, you should use that tobacco pipe for weed.
I quit. I don't smoke weed anymore, man.
You should dig that new pipe in.
Yeah, now maybe in the future, maybe in a few years, you know, when I'm older and retired and stuff, when I'm not working anymore, I'm a responsible person. That was my youth when I did stuff like that. No more. This is a new Carlito, man. New Carlito, new business, new game.
Okay, whatever.
Now all I do is I smoke tobacco and I drink alcohol. Lots and lots of alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Much better for you. All right, man. I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Smoke weed every day.
That guy reminds me of Klein.
Exactly. That's exactly why I play that.
In fact, really.
If anybody needed proof.
I was on the phone.
If anybody needed proof that marijuana slows down the cerebellum.
Smoke and still, like, even carry on a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give your cats beer.
What's the dope deal? What is your name?
Yeah, guess.
I know this one. Bob, yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so who do you want me to call now, Milkman? Since you're calling the shots here, who are we calling next?
Hey, you can call the Ken guy, man, because he's sitting right there on his lap right now. Now he's sitting right there next door to him.
Guest 309. I sound like an old Republican. What are you fucking crazy?
Enter your PIN number.
Not a fucking Republican, you asshole. What's wrong with you?
Have 39 minutes remaining. To place a call, press 1.
Fucking Republican.
To listen to your record, please enter your destination number.
Play some music, Milkman.
The area code followed by the pound sign.
Okay, he's got a insane girl here. He just told me to call, too.
Insane. What's so insane about her?
Right there.
Netta.
Netta, yeah.
Hello? Hey, is this Ken?
Yeah, this is Ken.
Hey, man, what's going on? I'm sorry my brother gave you a call. I told him to dial the number, you know? He's supposed to give it to me when you picked up. He forgot to. What's up? I'm a friend of George. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, George said you're a bottom.
Huh?
George says that you're a bottom. Is that, like, for real, or are you a top?
Who is this?
This is Valente. I'm a friend of George. I was talking to George. You know George, right? George and Tavo? You know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
You know Tavo and George?
Yeah.
Yeah, they told me to give you a call. They said you were a bottom, that you were looking.
That's what they
said. Do you like the bottom, or what's your preference? All right,
Place a call. Press 1.
For God's sake, Milkman. I'm done entertaining you and your friends over there, but thank you for listening, Milkman.
Oh, my God, dude. Why is his mouth so small, dude? He's got, like, a mouth about the size of a quarter.
Okay, that's good. Hey, Milkman, do you got the number for Debbie Mansfield? I'd like to give her a call. I haven't talked to her in a while. I'm sure I sure can find it, you know.
I do have it.
Okay, good. Find
it. Look in there, and then I will find her number. Call this crazy woman up, and then I'll find her number right now.
Okay, what's Ned doing?
I can't look for it.
Okay.
Ned, if she's just...
Oh, hang on, Milkman. I'm gonna call. We got a prank request here. We got a prank request here that came in about 49 minutes ago. I promised the guy I was gonna get to it. Okay, this is for Amber. Okay. Well, this is for a guy named
Amber.
The guy's name is Marquise. Okay, and his girl Amber's cheating on him, and he gets bad grades in school. Looks like a chimp, and works at Quality Car Wash. That's what I'm talking about. Quality Car Wash, excellent. You know what that is? That's my my birthday card from Athena. It's what, you know how Walgreens and all, they all have the singing That they got the cars with the music that's so, you know, from Hallmark.
Yeah, those are cool. I got one of those there a while back, man, for I think it's Valentine's Day. And it's so cute.
All right, I'm gonna give this guy a call. Tell him that the fact that, you know, his old lady's cheating on him in the car wash. All right, cool. Just a moment. We're gonna be wrapping up the show here in about 10 minutes. It's getting late. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. If you're listening on the Madhouse Radio Network, we'll be playing a classic Phil Henry call, a classic Phil Henry segment for those Phil Henry fans out there who like hearing that. We'll be doing that soon. The rest of you, please stay tuned for another prank call in just a moment. Let me play a song here. Let's play an actual song, not none of these Beastie Boys background things. Let's play something good. Milkman, give me a request there for a song that you all want to hear. Anything in particular you want to hear, my friend? Or maybe an old prank call that we've done in the past. Maybe I can play while we do this call. Anything? Milkman. Okay, nothing then. All right, we'll play this. Back in a moment.
How about Unfunky UFO, man? Parliament.
You always make the same request. Parliament, Unfunky UFO. Hang on, let's see if I can find that. Here we go, Milkman, just for you. All right, hang on, folks. Next prank coming up.
Yeah, man, that's my bro.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, what's up, man?
Hey, G-Wiz. G-Wiz, what's up, man? How you doing?
All right, dude, just got fucking home and had a fucking game tonight and got fucking beat, and then we went out to the bar and we went to this fucking... Am I on the air now?
Yeah, we're on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. What the fuck do I care?
Cool, right? What do you play, hockey, football?
I play fucking softball with a bunch of fucking... It's like Beer League. Have you ever seen the movie Beer League with Artie Lyne?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's pretty much what it is.
Man, I wish I was athletic. I'd get into some kind of league like that, or maybe in a bowling league. You know what I mean? Bowling. I can't bowl though. I'm no good at it. How do you learn how to bowl? You gotta take bowling classes. Are you a bowler yourself? You ever do any bowling?
No, I don't fucking bowl, dude. What the fuck? I don't do that shit. But I do like the fact that they have bars really close to where you play. I mean, that's always a good thing. But, you know, yeah, it's a beer league, man. I've been with the same guys for, like, fucking 15 years, dude.
Sweet.
Or something. Yeah, even longer than that. I don't know. But, God, dude, we fucking had. And then we went out to the bar afterwards. We got fucking drunk. We didn't even go to a fucking bar, dude. We crashed this fucking, like, a Republican club or something. Just some, like, private club where you have to be a member.
You gotta be a Republican again?
No, I'm not a Republican. No, I'm nothing. But
well, listen, you gotta be a Republican to get into the club, or what?
Well, I guess you have to be a member of this. Like, it's like, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, like a private club. You're talking like what is it called? They got a name for it where you have to be a member in good standing in order to get into the club or something like that.
Yeah, I think they're just called Republican clubs or something. That's all, I don't fucking know. What the fuck do I know? But it's just like, it was like this fucking club with like, and we like go in there and there's like all these like old men and old women and just weird fucking dude. It was like the fucking Twilight Zone.
I think you're in a VFW actually. You might not have known about it.
Yeah, it's the same type of thing. It's the same deal, dude. But they had this like shuffleboard, like you know that long shuffleboard thing.
Yeah, what's that all about, huh?
It was great, and we fucking rolled that shit tonight.
Cool.
And, you know, fucking drinks are like, you know, 25 cents for a beer.
Nice.
I mean, I love that shit, dude. What the fuck, man?
I like going to places that have, like, pitcher beers that are nice and cheap, you know what I mean? Get yourself a pitcher, drink it up. Here, something out of a pitcher. Hell yeah.
Dude, we got... I'm wasted, brother.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of... I just wanted to mention real quick, Amiibo guy said, happy birthday, Carlito, from Golden, Colorado. Thanks, Golden, Colorado, looking at right here. The best city in Colorado is Golden.
That's why I wanted to call you, man. I didn't know... Is your birthday today?
Yeah, the 20th, Friday. Today, yeah. It's officially now, yeah. For me, at least. I don't know where you live.
Happy birthday, buddy. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks, man. 29. Looking at the... 29 years old. Jeez. It's how old are you? Are you younger than me or older than me?
I'm way older than you, my friend.
No, that's good. That's good. I'm not saying it's good, but I'm just saying, listen, I've been asking everybody, what are your suggestions for the age 20 now? What do I have to look forward to? Anything big happens, you know, is my last year, my 30s. Oh, my 20s, right?
I don't know. I mean, have you been, you're getting married soon, right?
Yeah, May of next year I'll be getting married. May 30th of next year, yep.
All right, so then I guess you really have nothing to look forward to.
Not really. It's all over, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kidding, man. No, it all gets better. You know what, dude? I'll tell you what. After you get married, after maybe 5 years, it's the sex is just going to, like, explode. You know what happens? You get married, you get the fucking... You get the honeymoon thing, you know, you're fucking like rabbits, everything's all good, and then it kind of dies off for like a year or two.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know, you're going to get into all kinds of shit. Do you guys do anal now?
No, a little bit, but it's just not, it's not my cup of tea. It's just something about it, it's not clean, you know. You know, they don't talk about it in the Bible very much. It's only bad things in the Bible about anal.
Yeah, all right. Well, you don't have to go there. I mean, there's other things, too. Do you guys, do you, like, play with fruits or, you know, aerosols? Yeah, fruits, vegetables, aerosol cans, all that kind of shit.
Aerosol cans. Beer cans a few times. I've had a beer can in my ass.
You have had a beer can in your ass?
Yeah, man, I got a wide hole.
No way, dude. I don't believe you for a fucking second.
I'm kidding. You, next thing you know, I'm going to be in Ashley Madison about 5 years from now. You'll see, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. God damn it. Are you married? You're married, too, then? Well, you have kids, don't you?
Yeah, man. I've been married for, shit, let's see, 13 years? I've been with the same beautiful girl, I might add, for which I'm sure Kurt Klavan has been, like, saying nonstop, because... I think Kurt fell in love with my... We went to the Killers of Comedy Show last weekend, and
right.
I was scared, dude. He was, like... he was looking at my wife like he was going to, like, just take her away and fucking... I don't know what he was going to do. It was scary. It was, it almost got the... He really creeped her out, but, I mean, it was
no
all
kidding.
Good.
Wow.
We've been together, like, yeah, going on, like, I don't know, man, fucking, I don't know, 15, 17 years, dude.
Wow. That's a good thing, man. So you're living proof that it works out.
It does, it can definitely work out, but I mean, I'm an asshole. I don't know how she deals with all my shenanigans and
yeah.
Me on the syndicate, you know, just for one thing, and all my other shit, my fucking playing softball and being a fucking, you know, just a fucking asshole. I don't know how she deals with it, but, you know, it was weird. When I was at the game tonight, I saw, like, a couple other couples, and I was looking at the guys and looking at the girls and just thinking, like, why the fuck is she with that guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just like, you know, and it's the same thing. It's like, I don't know. I think women like to, it's almost like, you know, they like to be in charge and just like, you know, they'll like totally take it. Because we had one guy tonight in the game get totally taken out. He sprained his ankle. His fucking ankle blew up. He couldn't even walk. And his girlfriend, just like this little petite little hottie, just like, you know, just taking him off the field. I mean, dude, if that was me, I would have been like, oh, fuck you, dude. I got to finish my beer, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I got stuff to do here, all right?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
But, fucking women are the best, and fucking Veracity is hot as shit, right?
Dude, I've been feeding on her all night, just looking at her drinking that beer.
And so was Lizzie Poo. Hey, we need more girls. Look at Lizzie Poo. Give me a hi. Oh, there she is.
There
oh,
she
I love
is, Dominican girl. Tell you this, I've never been with a Dominican girl before. I never will get a chance, probably, unless something weird happens in my life. But, you know, something about them, they got the asses. Oh, God, Dominican girls. My mom always said, you know, stay away from Dominicans. I don't know why, because she's Puerto Rican, like hardcore island Puerto Rican, you know. But I never listened to her. I never took that seriously, but yeah, there's something about those Dominican girls, man. They got the curves, you know what I mean? They look like they can throw it. All those Dominican girls, they can just throw it in bed, get on top,
yeah.
Ride it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I know, man.
Yeah,
I've never had that either, man. I missed out, dude. What am I gonna do now? You know,
hey,
I'm
when you come,
done.
I'm telling you, when you come to Florida, me and you, we're gonna go on town. We're gonna go to Miami. We're gonna have fun. It's gonna be like a didn't even exist. So we're going to Vegas or something. We didn't have a. You know, we should have a syndicate Vegas night. We should all fly out to Vegas one day. You know what I mean? Do a show all live together like that, and go gambling and go to like the Bunny Ranch or something like that all together. It'd be a great time.
Well, we're gonna do that in September, aren't we?
Well, are we? I don't know. Are we really? There's a trip going
on? Well, there's a Vegas. Yeah, dude, you didn't know about that? There's a Vegas trip in September, bro.
Fuck, I just thought I was the one inventive. Really? What's going on? Tell me about it.
I can't even remember the event, but Chuck's going out there, Psychic Chuck, Hook Nose, John and Erica, Disturbs going out there.
Fuck.
Yeah, a bunch of people, dude, man.
Oh hell yeah, man! If I can get up the scratch together for a flight, I'll go, man. That'd be cool. Hell yeah, man. If I'm invited, that is. All right, cool. You want to do a prank call? I'm getting ready to call this guy whose girl's been cheating on him with a guy from the car wash.
What guy? His girlfriend's been cheating on him?
Yeah, okay, there's a guy called Marquis. Sounds black. He lives in Chicago, so obviously probably African-American. Nothing wrong with that. His girlfriend's name is Amber, and she's cheating on him with a guy from the car wash. So,
are we calling him or her?
We're calling him.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say, I'm gonna do most of the prankage. You can jump in if you feel like it. If not, just, you know, sit back and, you know, try not to laugh on the phone.
No, yeah, I won't laugh. I'll get in there.
Trust me, most of the times you won't laugh at my pranks, but hey, we'll do it.
No, I always laugh at your pranks. I love you, Carlito. You could do a good show, and again, happy birthday, my friend.
Hey, oh, thank you, man. All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere. You're going to hear a series of clicks and silence, and then we'll have the next prank on the line. We're wrapping things up here to Milkman's behest. Hang on, everybody. Another prank coming up. Just a moment. Thanks, man. Don't go anywhere.
All right, cool.
Okay, oh, yeah. I'm playing.
Yeah, man. Great show.
Great show. I hope this guy picks up. It's kind of like it's midnight over there in Chicago.
The Sprint PCS voicemail.
Waited too long to call that guy. All right, I'm going to call the UK. You want to see him for a UK? You ever called the UK before?
No.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to call Dick Pole. He's in Lincolnshire, England. Don't go anywhere, man.
All right.
All right, here we go. Dick Pole, everybody. Dick Pole. Hello? Mr. Pole. Fuck, he fucking hung up already.
Oh, God.
Mr. Pole, you there? No, he hung up. All right, we're going to call Vera Potter here. I think we're running out of gas. Let's try one more. This always happens around this time. We never go past 1 o'clock on this show. Record I've had is like 1:15.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Potter?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Are you awake now?
Yes.
Good. I was hoping, were you awake before I called? Are you getting ready?
Who is it?
This is Valente, and I'm here on the line with Brucey. How you doing?
I think you got the wrong number.
No, we're looking for Vera.
Yeah, Vera.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
What's it about?
We've detected a problem with your toilet.
With your toilet?
Yes, we're with the Water Administration. Okay, we're with Samsung. We work in the United States, and on our computer machine here shows there's a possible blockage in your pipes, and it's affecting the rest of the street. We wanted to know if you could actually flush the toilet. Looks like you might have put down a feminine napkin down it.
Flush the toilet?
Yeah, if you could, please.
Yeah.
Okay, but you need to hold it down when you flush it down. We want to get a nice, strong flush in there. Oh, ma'am, are you working on that now? What's going on? She flushing it?
It's done.
Vera, I didn't hear the... you have a phone you can take with you, please?
Pardon?
We need to hear the strength of the flush. We want to make sure that it's flushing okay.
I'm sorry, but is this a joke or something?
No, ma'am. There's a feminine napkin in the pipes, and we need you to flush the toilet as strong as you can
I've
to clear
it. I've flushed it.
Did you flush a feminine napkin down the toilet?
A what?
Yeah, this is Vince from the water department, and we have on our...
She hung up already. Stupid fucking bitch. I'm going to try to call her right back. Maybe they don't always pick up the second time. You never know. Hang on, man. Any second now. I think she threw the phone off the hook. Damn it. You there, G-Wiz?
Yeah, man. Were you going to call her back again?
Yeah. It's supposed to ring, but it's not. I think she took the phone off. Let me clear the line. Yeah, she picked up and hung it right up. Damn it, man. All right, man. I'm out of here. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It was in my time.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, man. Hey, dude. Fucking happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
We love you here at the Syndicate, man.
Dude.
We're so glad to have you, and, you know, you're... big part of the family, dude.
Awesome. I love being here, too, man. Wouldn't have it any other way, as I say a lot.
Cool, man.
All right, bro. Have a good weekend.
You too, my friend.
Okay, you got it. Peace.
Take it easy.
That's G-Wiz, everybody. G-Wizzers. That was the last call tonight. Gonna wrap it up here. That's okay with everybody. Wanted to bring up, you know, a lot of talks about Cuba here. Wanted to bring up here, I don't know if you folks notice, I don't know if you folks care, even. But the EU has announced earlier today that they are dropping their sanctions on the island of Cuba. The European Union on Thursday agreed to lift its diplomatic sanctions against Cuba, but imposed tough conditions on the communist island to maintain sanction-free relations, officials have said. I'm a big opponent of the, 50-year-old is it now, embargo the United States has on the island of Cuba, which I believe is a catastrophe, a failure, an idiotic thing instituted, by Kennedy. John F. Kennedy signed that into law so long ago. In response to, you know, Fidel Castro, you know, privatizing, you know, the American interests in the island of Cuba, and, you know, kicking out the companies like United Fruit Company and all the power companies and all that. They were raping and pillaging from the people of Cuba. And, you know, I think it's retarded to keep this embargo that we can't travel to Cuba, spend American dollars in Cuba, import, you know, stuff from Cuba. Our farmers here in the United States lose out on a huge ability to make money by exporting food products to Cuba. The people of Cuba themselves suffering, needing medicine, needing supplies for medical reasons. MRI equipment and stuff, you know, radar equipment, X-ray equipment, things of this nature that they can't get because they can only really get it from the United States. They can get some stuff from Europe, but the people suffer, and I really am against, and you know, I hate to talk bad about other Hispanics and other Latinos, but for the most part, especially here in Florida and Miami, I hate the fact that these Cubans that are here in the United States will make their own people starve. And will make their own people suffer to continue this whole backhanded attempt at forcing out the current Castro regime, which has continued on with Raul Castro. I think it's a proven fact now, despite everyone saying that, oh, when Fidel steps down, everything will be okay, and the people of Cuba will open up. No, it's just a way of life. The people of Cuba want to live as they do. They want, you know, their socialist society. That's just the way it is. How did the Berlin Wall fall? American interests, American culture, pilfered into the society there. The people in East Germany, the people in Russia, you know, McDonald's open in Russia, things of this nature. You have to lead by example, and by not dropping this embargo, it gives the Castro regime someone to blame for the problems. And, you know, whenever something bad goes on in Cuba, well, Castro comes on and says, well, you know, it's the United States' fault. You know, we're doing the best we can here. I really dislike those. And for the most part, the Cubans who did come early here, the people who, you know, those staunch conservative Republican supporting Cubans, Cuban Americans, for the most part, were the people who were wealthy under the Batista regime. And they came, they fled Cuba when the revolution took over because they knew they were going to get killed, executed and imprisoned for all the horrible things they did to their own people. Saigon says, honest Cubans like Tony Montana. Good point. Milkman, do you have something to say? You're interrupting. I'm sorry. Did you have something to say, sir?
Oh, no. I was just agreeing with you there about the Republicans. My comment was...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good. And on that note, one last thing I wanted to mention. We have an unfortunate loss. And I was kind of sad. You know, I wake up on Sunday mornings myself. My DVR records Meet the Press, George Stephanopoulos, Chris Matthews. What's the one on CBS with the old guy who took over for Dan Rather for a while? Oh, fuck me. I forgot it now. Anyway... Tim Russert died of a heart attack.
R.K. Smith, Walter Cronkite.
No, man, not that guy. Anyway, Tim Russert died, unfortunately, a week ago on Friday.
Yeah, Tim Russert, potatoes.
Yeah, Tim Russert was a great journalist, a huge loss to this country. I was a big fan of his and of Meet the Press. Like I said, I'm I like politics, just like another Hispanic on this station, Pedro. And that's the wrong one. Anyway, this is for Tim Russert here. Rest in peace, fellow diabetic Tim Russert, fellow fat man like me. Good night, fat man. Good night. All right, Milkman, that's the end of the show. Take us out of here, my friend.
All right, man. Well, as you can see, we had a rocking time right here in the Madhouse, the birthday party special for our Generalissimo of the Madhouse. Happy birthday, my brother. I'd like to thank everybody for joining this celebration here. That's right. Thank you so much. All of our friends out there in the chat room there. Got Lonesome Loser, the hardest working man in Cove. That's right. Cornunu, MST3 Clay, Mr. Ted, Webb, all our friends out there. Bonnie Face, Cousin E. Hey, man, thanks a lot, guys. Everybody over there in the syndicate, all of our brothers and sisters and friends over there, God bless you, and thank you so much for joining in this crazy party here in the Madhouse. We got a bunch of new listeners over here. The crazy, well-checked people over here. Thank you so much for taking part, subjecting us to your numbers. We hope those guys out there love their new episode of Brookback Mountain. Also, sweet kisses. That's right. The girl, the woman. That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I love that song. Too bad I didn't get that call, Carly. I'm jealous, man. I got a divvy about that one there.
Sorry, man.
Over to you, my big brother. Happy birthday to you.
Hi.
Thanks. You'll get that call too from your girl, don't worry.
I was waiting for the laugh.
Oh, that's what you're waiting for? Hang on, let me get that for you. I wasn't ready for that.
I was setting up the pitch here, yeah. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No, man, really, happy birthday, my big brother. Can't wait to get together with you for real, man. We'll cut the cake, smash the bread, and throw some party goods all around. We'll have a good time. And I can't wait for our next show, guys. Don't you dare miss out on this nutty place called a Madhouse. That's right. Get your front row seats here in the party room. Tune in over to your favorite syndicate station. That's right. Also, right here in the Madhouse. You got her, baby. Over to you, big Carlito Hermano. Generalissimo of Madhouse.
Thank you, Milkman. As he said, I would like to thank Lonesome Loser, everybody who contributed tonight. We had a lot of numbers we didn't get to, but thank you, Lonesome, for pumping us with numbers. Thanks, Nunu, for also sending in the conference call line thing that we did earlier. Thanks, Zola, for calling in. Jonathan, the guy from British Columbia, G-Wiz. Who else called in? I don't know. Everyone who was on cam tonight, except for that one dude, you know what I mean? And everyone in Syndicate, of course. That's it, right? Are we out of here, Milkman? Can we go?
I think we're that way.
Thanks to Tuck and Baz and Brandon Vegas. Tuck, you still there, man? You awake? Haven't heard from you in a while.
All right, Mr. Tuck, Brandon Vegas.
I don't hear him.
Thanks for Phil Henry.
I think they fell. Yeah, that's right. Phil Henry
thanks
coming
KFI.
Up next. Oh, Phil
more
Henry,
stimulating
yeah.
Talk radio.
More stimulating talk radio. That's right. Hey, good call, Milkman. There you go. Awesome, man. All right, folks, we'll catch you here next week. Thanks for listening. Actually, no. We'll catch you here Saturday. Don't forget, we do a Saturday show now, man. 4 to 6 p.m.
Hey,
Eastern.
Man, I'll be in for the Saturday show.
Awesome. 4
the
to 6.
Special Madhouse Weekend Disaster Master Blaster.
That's the one. We'll do that then. The Disaster Master Blaster Saturday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, we'll be back on Thursday at 10 p.m. next week. And be sure to visit madhouselive.com in the meantime. Peace out. Catch you next week, folks.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de un...
5 minutes. Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.